Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Episode 543.
We got Hannibal and Monty with us once again.
Yeah, from the shit show.
Yes. What's going on, guys? I am Hannibal the Beat Animal.
And I'm Monty.
And we are Hannibal and Monty from Hannibal and Monty's Shit Show, a very awesome podcast also on YouTube that has we have 0.01% of the subscribers that the Drunken Peasants has.
Yeah.
But you guys have like 0.04% of the talent. So that's subscriptions aren't everything.
Damn, Billy, really, you starting on sneak distance off the rip. I like it.
No. When's your guys' next show?
The next show is Wednesday. And we are having a special guest on that show, don't we, Monty?
Who you got?
Yes. It's somebody DP fans might really like. Oh,
DP fans, actually, I heard hate this fucking guy, but yeah. You know, I still
they hate everybody.
He's really a sweet boy.
He is a sweet boy.
Who?
He is.
Who is it?
I'm going to be on the show.
Oh, okay. Now they hate him.
It's like, no, fuck him.
They hate him.
That's right.
Billy, I hate him too. Actually, I can't be associated with you guys if you're going to have that kind of trash on your show. The show's over.
You're not a sweet boy.
We got kicked off before it even started.
That is funny.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it. I'm not associating with Underhaven anymore today too, because I saw that piece of shit on there earlier.
I was on Underhaven today too. Yeah
that's Ben, what I'm saying.
Ben is okay. If you guys want Ben to stop watching your show, ask me to be on. I'm gonna find all of Ben's favorite podcasts. I know you listen to Wrestling with Regret and the Jim Cornette podcast, so I'm just gonna become a guest on those, and you won't be able
something
to
wrestle with.
Oh, you know
yes.
What? You have to stop. You have to stop watching. You turn your screen off. You can't watch this show. I'm on right now.
Fuck.
That's true. Yeah.
Ooh, I could just cover you up with Wallace.
No, don't do that.
Why not?
I don't want to do that.
Wallace is even plugged in. Feedback loop of hate. I like that. You don't know how to do that.
Everything
you love, Billy's going to be on this shit.
Yeah.
You know, what's your favorite strain of marijuana? Billy's going to endorse that shit, and then you got to stop smoking it.
Yeah, I just picked up some Romulan.
No, that's not Romulan. That's Sweet Boy Kush.
No, it's rum.
That's Sweet Boy Kush.
Oh my God, it smells so good.
That's that Sweet Boy Kush.
Okay, if it is Sweet Boy Kush, then you'll be fine with taking a big old drag of it then, right?
Load up the fucking, what do you call them, pipes?
He doesn't smoke. He gets sleepy. I'm not going to give it to him because he'll turn into a retard for the rest of the show.
Oh my God, the one night that I did the gravity bong, the edible was bad.
The gravity bong.
The gravity bong on a tap private show, and I was dead to the world. I was so fucked
up. Yeah, he was. But you had to sleep on the couch for a little while.
Yeah, I had to nap. We're over here watching, like, you played Cheesecake, the video Cheesecake. I assume it was 100 times because it felt like
it
was watching.
It was like five, maybe.
I felt like it was like 1,000 times. It was never ending, and I was just in there watching, and I'm like, I can't even talk. This is hell. Welcome to hell. It was so bad.
The same shit happens to me on weed, Billy. Don't feel bad. I don't smoke.
Okay.
He said on weed.
On a weed. Yeah. Every time I do a weed, I get so reckless.
So, yeah. As you guys are aware, we are doing this show on Saturday because you guys met the $800 goal last week. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah.
Our goal is up above here. We're trying to get it to 800 before the end of this show. Please help us get to it. I did a bunch of streaming yesterday to get us almost to 600 so that it's about, you know, half of what it would have been had I streamed yesterday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, help us out with that. Brave Browser, all of you should be watching on the Brave Browser right now. You should all have used our link to download it. And if you happen to check your wallet on there and there are any tokens in there, please send them our way.
Ship them on over.
Send those fucking tokens our way. What else? Oh, this coming... I got to tell all you guys this shit now because I'll forget. All right, so we have a debate coming up on Thursday the 14th, Destiny versus Doug Tenaple. Various topics... religion, politics, that sort of thing. Don't miss that. It's going to be a very unique kind of show. And then on the 15th, we're going to do a private show. And I think we are going to revisit the Chris Chan thing. I don't know if we'll do it the whole time, but maybe. Hannibal and Monty, you are welcome to join us if you want to. I don't know if you guys are free that day. But we're going to dive down the Chris Chan rabbit hole Friday the 15th.
Lord.
All right. I may be free. I'm going to double check to make sure that I'm not stepping on anything.
Yeah.
Friday the 15th, I am actually performing in Austin, Texas at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
So I will not be able to be on that show.
How convenient. You know,
and I definitely would love to be a part of the Chris Chan discussion, just because you guys talk about Chris Chan so much, and I don't know who this person is.
They showed him to us on the first show we were on. You don't remember?
I'll play a video
so long
of his.
Ago. You know how many times we've been on here? We've been on here over 5 times, Monty. I can't keep track of every time we're here.
How do you think I feel? I've done 542 going on 543 of these. I don't remember shit.
That's not including private
that's
shows.
That's not including private shows and my own channel, the movie reviews. I wonder how many hours of footage I recorded.
We did a few B episodes.
I was just wondering that too. It was like how much streaming do you do on a weekly basis? Like, have you ever calculated the amount of hours?
No, I really haven't, and I should. I should really look into that just out of curiosity.
Ben's realized
on Monday you should start punching a clock, like, and just count your time, and then you know.
Ben realized he spends more of his waking time on camera than off.
Yeah, that is fucking true.
He sleeps a lot.
I don't really sleep a lot.
You sleep on camera sometimes.
Like 3 times I did. Yes. Yeah, I did a stream where I slept all night. I did like 2 streams where I slept on camera all night and I turned on the donations. Oh, here's I'm baiting.
I give as much as I can. I'm sorry it's not enough. Maybe if these cunt fuck faggot basement dwellers who defame your podcast on their parents' money contributed, you'd be happy.
Yeah.
Why won't these haters?
Thank you, I'm baiting. You know what? It's more than enough. I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's more than enough. We're doing great. We appreciate you all. What was I saying?
Shout out to Shout out to I'm Baiting, by the way. That guy's fucking awesome.
Before that came up, I don't remember what I was saying. But
you were saying you don't sleep as often as...
Oh, no. I did a sleep stream. I did like two or three streams where I slept all night, and people were sending in donations with dumb shit to try to wake me up. And every now and then it would wake me up. And I made like $200 sleeping. Most time, like, sleeping is, you know, unproductive time.
Yeah. I did a sleep stream just because I wanted to watch it again and see if I snored. I did one, and I looked back, and I didn't snore the way I
didn't snore either, but I usually snore all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I didn't hit that REM, that deep sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got a shout out Vapion. He said he's here to morally support us.
So, oh, yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Vapion.
Thanks for the moral support.
I did a whole What's Eating Hannibal rant about how moral support isn't a real thing. It's like, you know, if you want to support somebody, there's a way to quantify that shit. Moral support is not a real thing. It's just thoughts and prayers.
Morals aren't a real thing, right? Like,
I don't think they are.
Morals are a social construct you put on yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
So fuck your morals.
Yeah. Oh yeah. By the way, that private show, the higher our combined Patreon and Subscribestar numbers are, the longer the private show will be. I think right now we're at about 4,500, which means the show's going to be 4 hours long.
Fuck.
So, yeah.
I'm sorry. How long?
4 hours.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah,
we did 5 hours just shitting on Tyler Perry, so you guys can do 4 hours easy.
We've done
you know, 24-hour streams. I've done like 3 24-hour streams in my life, and that's pretty crazy. This I think at the highest right now with the goals we have set, we would do like as long as a 7-hour show. With the way things are set up now. So please, support us on Patreon. Support us on Subscribestar, whichever you prefer. We really need your support there. There and with the Brave Browser and with the Streamlabs. Those are the three things. The Brave Browser you can do without having to spend any money. Just takes a little bit of time. Everything else, you know, if you have anything to spare, we appreciate it. There's a new type of video that people have been sending in. They're called Hey Billies. And it's like a meme video. I have three of them. Here's the first one.
Hi, Billy.
Cause we're about to fly a plane into this motherfucker.
You like that?
It's that girl's birthday in the back there.
Which one?
The one without the stars on her bra. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday.
Nice.
Happy birthday, non-star bra.
You didn't want to say her name, did you?
No, not at all. Because she has multiple different names.
Oh,
I don't know if I should put the stage name out
like
or what.
Stripper names.
Yeah.
Hey. Names are a social construct and they don't exist.
Exactly. So. Fuck your name and fuck your morals.
We just came up with them to label each other. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Right.
Labeling is for fucking intersectional politicians. Shout out to the shout out to the sex doll in the background too.
Hi, Billy.
Like this off your ass. Well, hey!
It's fucked up.
I got one more. Here's the last one.
Hi, Billy.
But she's fantastic.
The ship on the deck.
whoever makes these, what just
happened?
whoever makes these is making,
what's going on?
Making memes. They're making memes come true. Like people make dreams come true.
Yes,
it's amazing.
Gotcha. Make memes come true.
This is like vintage Jeff Holiday right here when he had his dreads and shit.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're sending in Streamlabs, we'll read them at the end of the news segment. So keep them coming. And if you send in one that's over $20,
it'll read on itself. And we'll have to shut up and listen to it. No interruption.
Real quick, before we get knee deep in the show, Ben, we got Billy coming on the show on Wednesday. When are we going to get Ben Pye on the shit show?
There we go. Put him on the spot. That's how you do it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, it's like I want to make it real awkward, like when dudes propose to their girls at sports events.
Yeah. You know
what I'm
saying? Yeah. You got me on the Jumbotron right now, motherfucker.
Ben loves sports events.
Did we just ask Ben to marry us?
Yeah, as a sidebar, I worked an event I worked a fucking Hawks game one time where a guy proposed to his girl, and she was like, and she very obviously didn't want to say yes, and then she said later on, she was like, yeah, this is like our third date. Like, I don't know why he did
this. Whoa! Savage. Man, people move way too fast.
That type of speed in relationships is usually safe for just lesbians. I didn't know that straight people did that. So,
shout out
to that guy.
Well, he
did just like Beyonce said, he liked it and he went to put a ring on it. So, you know, it's all good.
That's true.
Yeah,
if you like it, then you should put a ring on it.
Just so you guys know, just for all of the Peasants fans in the chat, I do not make it a point to quote Beyonce on a regular basis. I don't want you to think I'm one of those type of blacks.
Can I
and I'm not one of those type of whites that only quotes Beyonce when she says the N-word.
Can I just come on
or make that proven?
Can I just come on the show on Wednesday and steal the spotlight from Billy instead?
What?
Ooh, I like that.
If you watch a bunch of fucking female superhero films, maybe.
Not only will I steal the spotlight, my fursona is way cuter.
No, my fursona is way cuter.
It was already objectively proven.
By who?
That otters are cuter than pandas. Sorry, buddy.
It may be in a vacuum, but I mean, you as an otter is not as hot as me as a panda. I'm like King Nipple.
It's not as hot. It's way more hot.
Bullshit. When I'm wearing my panda yif suit, I'm sucking down fucking titties.
You're not doing shit. You're lazy as fuck. You're not doing anything.
Sucking down titties and clits like a fucking bamboo shoot.
You're not doing anything.
All the chicks love me. I yif them all.
Look, it would be Ben. It'd be cool to have you on that show because we're ranking all of the female super. Well, so the plan was to rate every female superhero movie that's ever or comic book movie that's ever come out, but we realized there are way too many of those shits. There are like 39 that we came across, and we're not doing 39 movies. So we're gonna do like 4 episodes this year where we break down the female superhero movies, and we'll do like 7 on this episode. And each guest got to pick a movie. And Billy's choice was?
So I picked from a list, right?
You picked from the list of 39.
Yeah, Josie and the Pussycats.
That was the movie of all the comic book films that Billy could have chosen. You know what I'm saying? It's like Wonder Woman.
Remember who put you on the spot with this, Billy. It was Hannibal, not Monty.
Listen.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing, right?
That was what you chose. That's what you chose.
Here's why I chose it, okay?
Go ahead.
It's female comic book movies, and I wanted to pick one that was realistic. It was a bunch of girls in a band, and girls make better music than they make superheroes. Tell me I'm wrong!
I needed that soundbite for my show, Billy.
You might have just renamed the show, Billy.
Oh man, that is great. You know what? After we do this show, we're gonna clip out that soundbite and make that the second title of the show. That is awesome. But we are gonna be talking about Captain Marvel, the 1974 Wonder Woman, the 2017 Wonder Woman, Josie and the Pussycats, I Kill Giants. What did Texaria pick, Monty?
What was
hers? I know we got to do Red Sonja, Queen of Plagues.
Red Sonja, great movie, man. The 80s barbarian movies were just great.
But we're doing we're not doing the live action one. There's an animated one that came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, well, look, we let our fans vote on it,
And if you wanna jump on, you can jump on that.
Oh, I will. I will. Look out, young Will Fridge.
You gonna jump on it?
I'm the showstopper. They call me Mr. Wednesday Night.
It's cool, man. I would love to carry you on another podcast. So.
Hey, you know.
And we might try and get Billy.
It's a lot easier
too.
Than me carrying you. Let's just be honest.
Well, I mean, I could carry you. It's not possible for you to carry me in more than one way.
All right. Carry me. Let's see it.
I'm going to pick you up,
Come
man.
On, carry
I'm
me.
I'm going to pick you up, and I'm going to take
Come on,
you out.
Do it.
You,
carry me.
I'm going to eat your ass whole,
I don't think he
man.
Actually can carry me.
See, we're the two dudes that were invited over for dinner and just got the family fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
God like damn it.
So, well, if you like socialism so much, won't you move to fucking France? It's like, whoa, what I just walk into. I just want the shrimp.
Okay, real quick, this was only a $10 donation, but I need to know the answer to this. Beef Swellington says, is Hannibal willing to wear the dick mask? He knows what I'm talking about. What is he talking
yes,
about?
Yes. What is he yes, talking he told about? Me, he said not on our last show, but the show before the, like, we did two back-to-back shows this week. And he talked about it, and I never responded to him in the thread, and I meant to, but he said he has a mask with a dick on the nose, and he asked me if I would wear that mask, and the answer is, I don't turn down any masks. So if you got it, I will wear that shit.
Did you see the picture? Because I saw the picture. I don't remember where he sent it.
I did not see. I need to see the picture.
All right. I have to figure out which one of our social media things he sent it on. I knew it was for that, and I was going to ask you if you saw it, and I didn't. Sorry, Beef Swellington, but I'll follow up.
That is a much better porn name than my porn
by
name.
By the way,
like, I wish that I could switch my porn name into Beef Swellington. That's
by the way,
great...
Beef Wellington, one of the most delicious meals ever.
Huh.
One of the most delicious fucking meals I've ever had in my life. A fucking steak cooked inside of a puff pastry.
Yeah.
How the fuck can you go wrong?
Beautiful. Have you ever had steak Siciliano?
I don't think so.
It's like a steak that is cooked in like Italian seasoning and breading, and it's like pan fried. It's got a nice sear to it. It's not Beef Wellington, but it's kind of like similar, but it's like not a panko crust. It's like a crust with Italian seasoning. And
is it like katsu?
It's not exactly, because it's pan fried instead of deep fried, right? So you cook it within its pan like you would cook a steak on a pan. But it's got that coating.
Beef Wellington is so fucking delicious, and if anyone out there isn't aware of it, it's kind of hard to find. You usually have to go to kind of like a fancy steakhouse to get it.
I'm going
to
Vegas
go to like
and get
real
it.
Real fancy, like a 4 or 5 star place. You ain't going to fucking Longhorns and getting that shit. I'm a huge fan of steak. I like steak au poivre. That's my shit. But that's because I like peppercorns.
Hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Like I didn't realize
that was going to end the thread about steak, but yeah.
Dude, the area I live in,
everybody's shit just now.
The area I live in here is like literally Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos live kind of like in this exact same region here where I live. So there's a ton of people with a ton of money, like fancy cars everywhere and shit. It's so weird. But then because of that, a lot of the restaurants are like the 5-star like USDA prime choice, or like the Japanese Wagyu aged prime steak. Yeah. Like I'm talking like $60 an ounce kind of steak.
My therapist is a black woman. Take that.
I took it on bait and took it right to the chin.
I'll tell you what, like, it's so weird because when you order a steak that's $60 an ounce, your stomach kind of hurts when you order it, but then when you eat it, it's like butter in your fucking mouth, and you're like, damn, I'm so glad I ordered that, and then the bill comes, and then you're like, oh, shit.
Then you get sick all over again.
Yeah.
See, I can't find my favorite steak anymore.
Ascend steak. Dude, we have to go. Special occasion. What's a good special occasion to come up with? So we can go to
maybe
Ascend
when I finally
Steakhouse.
Lose my virginity.
When you get to show 545, that's a special occasion.
Wait,
that's a good number.
That's two more shows. Maybe at episode 666, we'll go and get a 6.66 ounce steak. But my favorite steak I can't get anymore. Used to be available.
Is it Trump steaks?
No,
those are frozen.
Yeah, those are frozen. But my favorite steak was the steak and egg omelet sandwich on the McDonald's breakfast menu, the bagel sandwich. It was steak and egg bagel sandwich. It was. This is back because I'm white trash, and it's only my favorite because I would eat it every morning before going to school. That I would get the gurgle shits. So I'd be able to get out of class because I was shitting myself. It was the perfect fucking scam. I walk in, I'm like, I gotta go. And if they didn't let me go, I'd crap myself in the class. See?
Right,
I'm
you
smart.
You committed to getting out of school.
By shitting my pants. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how Ted Nugent got out of the draft for Vietnam.
The steak and egg bagel sandwiches from McDonald's?
See, all I've been doing is having bone spurs like a dumbass, and this dude is fucking just shitting himself. Damn.
Exactly. All you need is I call if they brought back the bagel steak and egg fucking omelet sandwich to McDonald's, it would be named the Draft Dodger, because it will get you out of anything.
Yes.
Well, Kip Steven agrees with you. He said, in all caps, I'm with you, Billy, 100%. Fuck yeah, steak and egg and cheese bagel with like 1,000 strong arm emojis.
Yeah.
He wants you to know.
Here we go. I love this.
Oh, by the way, guys, if you're in the chat to my mods out there, try like if someone's just typing a few emojis here and there, that's okay. You don't have to time them out for that. It's only like when they're like filling the screen up with emojis and shit, you know, then we kind of want to stop that. But as long as it doesn't interrupt like the normal flow of conversation, I would say you can let that kind of shit slide. If someone wants to just post nothing but emojis for their comments, then whatever. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's fair and balanced, like Fox News. Yeah.
Troll or not a troll, let me know if you think this is a troll or not a troll.
All right. Hello everyone, it's Cynthia again, and it's currently 4:32 a.m. I know it's pretty late, but I want to get this video over with, especially as I'm wearing my full face makeup. The reason why I'm wearing my full face makeup is because I was attending a close friend's birthday celebration at a karaoke place, and it was pretty fun. So anyhow, tonight I'll be talking about whether or not
this music
is considered cheating.
Yeah.
Okay, whether porn is considered cheating.
Watching porn or being in it?
Watching it.
Because I don't think either is.
Well, no, it depends on what you and your partner agree on.
No.
Hold on.
I agree with Billy.
Hold on. It depends on what rules are set. So, like, there are people who work in porn that are married, and it's an expectation in their relationship.
Large and in charge.
Thank you. So there's an expectation in their relationship with their partner that they are going to film porn and have sex with other people in porn. So that's not cheating.
That's like the one exception. Here's the thing.
If you're dating someone and they say, I think porn is cheating, I don't want you to consume porn while we're together, and you agree to that, then you have violated an agreement that you made.
I disagree.
So it should be upfront, like, no, I don't think that's true. And then at that point, maybe you're just not compatible with
them.
I
think if you're dating somebody and they have the audacity to fuck somebody else on camera, it's not cheating because they have evidence that they fucking did it. And cheating would mean they're trying to lie. But they fucking did it on camera. They're like, I'm not cheating. I fucking videotaped this shit. I'm fucking on camera.
See, you open the door for some really weird shit that can just be fucked up. Like, if I think it's the level of porn. If you go on one of these, hey, we're just gonna randomly film you fucking this chick, and you get like $5 for it, you fucking cheated.
So the amount of money you make is what decides.
No, it's the amount of money. It's the production and like.
Honestly, if you're fucking a homeless guy,
going to work, is this your job? Is your job? Are you supporting yourself by fucking these people?
I disagree. If you're fucking a homeless guy in an alley and there happens to be a security camera in that alley, it's not cheating.
Once again,
but you have to know the security camera is there. You have to be actively aware of its presence. I had a friend years ago. So I used to be the general manager of a chain of porn stores in New Orleans. Best job I ever had. Most fun and best paying. I have the best stories. But anyway, I have the best stories you would not believe. Okay, the best. I knew two guys in my lifetime whose girlfriends or wives broke up / divorced them because they watched porn. And they felt like porn was a version of cheating.
That's an expectation that needs to be taken care of before it gets to that level. Like, if one person won't budge that they don't want the other person to watch porn, and the other person's going to watch porn no matter what, they should not be together. That's how I feel about it. But
look, I would always agree to that rule if I were with someone that was like, I don't want you ever watching porn. Well, I need to have a steady stream of nudes from you all the time.
Hoops off, people would say. All pornography is not cheating because it's not physical, it's not in person, there's no sexual fluids involved, it's just an image. And other people say that, yes, pornography is cheating because it's betrayal and you're supposed to have eyes for your partner and only your partner.
I think the betrayal to society is being monogamous. This is,
if your boyfriend is looking at porn, he is looking at a vast number of naked women for his own sexual pleasure. How is that to not cheating?
Most of the porn I watch, the girls are wearing clothes. They don't even have time to fucking take their clothes off because they're too busy sucking dicks.
Why do we have this Kingdom Hearts-ass music playing in the background?
I agree with the same truth.
Oh, fucking Chrono Trigger.
Pornography is cheating. And I have three reasons why. The first reason is because pornography...
Okay, so she's no longer asking the question. She's saying it is, and these are the reasons why. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see how far it goes.
...is an infidelity product. The second reason is because, yes, pornography is considered physical cheating through a scientific aspect. And point three is because pornography is considered cheating.
Wait a minute. What's the scientific aspect? You can't just say that and just blow past it. That's like when fucking Tucker Carlson is like, we have the statistics to prove it. But then he never says what the statistics are. Oh, we have the research to
what
prove
about
it.
The science?
You got to say what it is.
What about the scientific aspect of Billy being a piece of shit? You can't argue with that. Right?
You can't prove it either.
No,
all right, I'm gonna go into Bill Fridge the Science Kid mode and tell you the scientific aspect of porn being scientifically cheating. It's because it fires off the same synapses in the brain waves of the sequence of actual cheating when you're watching. The herogenous zone lights up as if you were cheating through the visualization of pornography. That's the scientific fact.
You could have gone the Alex Jones route and just held up some sheets of paper. I got the documents right here.
Morals or biblical views. So the first point, how is pornography an infidelity product? Well, for instance, if you're in a monogamous relationship, you're
monogamous.
Yeah, we all heard that.
That would make me think she was trolling, but I really think she just never heard the word. She just read it because she's
monogamous.
A shut-in. Yeah, she's a shut-in who doesn't
like
let her boyfriend watch porn.
Quieter.
another troll trigger here is that she has cat ears on, right? Like,
yes,
these are all troll
that's
triggers.
That's like something Britney Venti would do.
Yeah,
eyes. We're a partner and only your partner sexually and romantically for one person, because mono equals one. And when a person is viewing pornography, they're viewing multiples of bodies that don't even belong in their relationship. And so, yes,
I do what I can.
Pornography is
I'm
definitely...
Not the fucking bad. I do love the black peoples. That's not an issue, but I can't unload my entire paycheck into your face, asshole.
Why is he so aggressive these days?
He's like slapping us around with his money.
Did someone ask him to give his whole paycheck?
I actually DM'd him. I was like, I'm baiting. Give your whole paycheck.
Well, stop
right
that.
Now.
That's so rude.
I was like, if you don't give your whole paycheck, you're not a sweet boy.
So a lot of people are saying she's just dumb and not a troll.
I think she's just over-Christianized.
Okay, so everyone says not a troll is what I'm getting.
Yeah, not a troll.
She's legit.
I don't think she's a troll. I don't think she's a troll. I think she needs to get out more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But she's not a troll.
She needs to watch the porn.
I think that when she pees, she plays the game hole or not a hole because she's not even sure if she has a vaginal crevice for sexual relations.
She should watch some porn with her significant other.
Yes.
She doesn't have a dude. She might have
a girlfriend. Like, either way, that's why I said significant
so
other.
No, listen. If you think porn is cheating, she definitely doesn't have a girlfriend for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's all these Christian monogamous lesbians hanging out at, bro?
Yeah.
I want to go to that anime conference. That shit seems awesome, right? This is fucking terrible.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. That's
you know what I'm saying? I can't argue with the logic.
Let's get into DP Action News. And by the way, if you want to keep those Streamlabs coming, they are open. And by the way, I forgot to mention post show on Twitch tonight.
Oh,
post show on motherfucking Twitch tonight. If you guys want to join us over on Twitch, and by the way, Hannibal and Monty, if you guys don't have a Twitch yet, you should get one.
Oh,
oh, we're about to. We're
okay,
about to. We might be on, or I might be on. I'm supposed to be on the Geek Room's 24-hour stream after this. I'm burning it at both ends tonight.
Oh so, my god. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And.
Brittany Benji's massive moves.
So, Billy.
Yeah.
Are you going to carry me? I would say, officially, you can carry me if you could pick me up and walk back and forth across the room twice without having to set me down.
I mean, I could probably damn. Do it. Ooh. I could probably
I take
do
that
it.
Bit.
But
I,
there's
I
not a lot you. Of room in here to
it's
carry you.
It's a short
you.
Way to walk.
But, I mean, it's like you're going to knock shit over.
We'll take the chair and move it off to the side, and you just have to
how much? How much do you weigh, fat ass?
I weigh like 195 pounds.
Easy. Fireman's carry?
195?
Fireman's carry?
No, you got to carry me like you're carrying me over the threshold like we just got married.
Dun, 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 dun. Yep. I'll probably end up grabbing your dick if we do this.
Ooh, well, that's just a fringe benefit,
damn
isn't it?
I forgot. You're not like regular people.
Hannibal, do you have a wedding march beat that I can pull up right now?
I don't. I feel like their friendship is just way different than ours, man. I feel like white people do friendship differently.
We do.
Yeah, maybe.
We do.
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't carry you.
Yeah, yeah. White people.
I'm definitely. If I ever touch your dick and you ever touch mine, we got to fight.
I'll tell you what. One time on this show, I was wearing like a pretty tight pair of jeans, and a guy on the show here, he's not one of the hosts of the show anymore, but at the time he was, he was like, dude, you have to have a boner. There's no way your dick looks like that in your pants without having a boner. And I'm like, dude, I don't have a boner at all. That's just how it looks when I wear these pants. And he's like, and we got into this argument. I'm like, fine, fucking squeeze it, dude. Tell me if it's a boner or not. And he did. He pinched it like that. And he was like, yep, it's not a boner. And like, wow. And like, one of the other guys that were on the show like got up and left the room.
He had to go deal with his boner.
It was great.
Yeah, and look, see, that's the type of shit that doesn't happen. This is a true story. One day me and Hannibal were hanging out like before Katrina moved to Atlanta, and I was carrying a bag. It brushed against his dick and he thought it was my arm, and we almost had to fight. And I was like, no, dude, that was my bag. It's my bag. And it all settled down.
So, yeah, but see, he was holding the bag. Yeah. That touched my dick. So yeah. it was like even by proxy, we still got to fight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like this is how, look, listen, if me and Monty are in the same room and we sit on the same couch, there's got to be at least four pillows of length between us.
Really? All right.
I don't even want to take the chance of our thighs rubbing up against each other.
So are you closet gay or why are you so worried about it?
No, it's learned behavior.
I always wonder.
It's an issue we deal with.
I would not be able to keep a boner during a double penetration session.
You couldn't?
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure I can do anything if I put my mind to it.
You can feel the other dick moving around in there.
Right.
You can feel it?
Right. That's
Pimp Monk.
How do you
want
know?
The dick, Hannibal. It's,
yeah, because I saw Pimp Monk say that. What's up, Pimp Monk? What's
I
going
mean,
on, buddy?
Do I really need to get that graphic?
Have you DP'd before?
No, oh. but like, oh my god, do I really need to get graphic about this?
You probably shouldn't.
Well, okay. I mean, like,
I feel like we've crossed that threshold. I mean, like, if you have a girlfriend right now, you might be cheating on
so
her by
like,
telling
this
us this story.
Cheating.
So,
I don't know if this counts.
Talking about porn is cheating.
Have you ever slipped the pinky?
Who? Any of us?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, you're
okay.
You're doing okay. Something. Like you're having intercourse and you slip the pinky,
and you can feel.
You can feel both. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's how I know.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got.
I never have. But I'm like now. I'm like, damn it. Now I'm trying to scratch my own dick through a butthole.
That's so messed up. Oh, God. I'm okay. So moving on to something totally wholesome.
I love what happens when we're on DP. These conversations just go, and we're talking about DP.
Yeah.
This is, these conversations go.
We're on DP and started talking about DP.
I just like this is the dynamic between white and black culture. Like, we're over here talking about all this super, like, weird homoerotic shit. And you guys are like, we would never even fucking sit that close on a couch. And then in our mind, look,
it's one of the things that I am very curious about, because I like to look into why, as black people, we are this way.
Yeah.
But we I'm sure we both grew up in very homophobic homes.
Yeah.
I'm not right now, but still that shit, like, I'm like, no, there's a distance.
This is what I'm saying. If we're sitting on the couch, why do our thighs need to be touching? There's a lot of couch over here.
So
it's a big fucking couch, bro.
I'm just,
go sit over there.
I went to a school that was probably, I'd say, like 25 to 30% black people, and I did notice, like, black people do tend to be a little more homophobic, and like, another thing I noticed was, like, if someone was smart, like, if a black person was smart, they got made fun of more. Like if they were like an honor student or something like that. It's like they accused them of, like, being a nerd or, like, even acting white. I would see black people accuse other people of acting white as, like, an insult.
That's a topic we'll be tackling on the shit show at some point soon.
We actually will be in, and not this week's show, but I mean, not this upcoming show, but the following show, we're going to be talking about black rappers that black people do not listen to and try to figure out why.
Is Lil Wayne one of them? Because I think only white girls like Lil Wayne.
No, everybody listens to Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne is up there. We love Lil Wayne. Yeah. Lil Wayne is up there.
Anyway.
But, like, there's some people the school I went to was, like, super smart. It was like a super magnet school in New Orleans. So people got made fun of for not being smart. Like, if you had less than, like, a 3.0 GPA, everybody talked shit about you. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
Yeah. McDonald's 35 was a different monster.
Yeah, I went to a private Catholic school. But there were all kinds. It was a huge school too. Like I think, like, 4,000 students or something like that.
I used to wear MC Hammer pants.
I want to move into this next one.
That was cool.
Yeah, MC Hammer pants. All right.
We always hold up your videos.
Men who accuse Michael Jackson of abuse speak out.
In an interview you only see on CBS News, two men who say Michael Jackson sexually abused them as children are opening up about their experiences.
This gentleman looks like a Space Jam monster.
Are featured in an explosive new documentary premiering on this weekend on HBO. Both men also sued the Jackson estate, but their lawsuits were dismissed because of the statute of limitations.
They are appealing. Jackson always denied any inappropriate behavior with children. Robson and Safechuck detailed their relationship with Jackson in an interview with CBS This Morning co-host Gail King. A warning to viewers, some of you may find these details disturbing.
Before you all met Michael Jackson, what did he mean to you?
I saw the making of Thriller. Just instantly became obsessed. I wanted to be just like, and I dressed like him every day and did my hair and had my hair permed to look like him and, you know, all that stuff.
I wasn't necessarily a big fan. And then when I got the commercial.
Wow, it's the kid from this commercial. I remember this commercial as a kid.
Which one is this? Is this the Pepsi commercial?
I think so.
The
Pepsi commercial.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't this the one where his hair caught on fire, too? I remember there was a commercial where Michael's hair caught on fire.
Yeah, it was one of the Super Bowl spots.
Yeah.
When you see me meet him, it's actually my first time seeing him. You know, at that point, I was pretty excited.
Oh, wow, Diana Ross, can you say hi to Michael for me?
Otherworldly, I guess.
James Safechuck and Wade Robson discuss the intimate details of their relationships with Michael Jackson.
Everybody wanted to meet Michael or be with
Michael. Yeah, dude, like, Michael's appearance from Thriller to Bad, he looks like a totally different person.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and he just progressively becomes more and more like he just the older he got, the more he started looking like fucking Meryl Streep. Like, it's weird, like the progression. Meryl Streep. He went to a weird place for a while.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Death becomes.
I don't know who that doctor is. I don't know how you sell people on that surgery. Just like, hey, so you know, would you
like to look more alien?
Yeah. Hey, would you like your nose to be like the size of like a little crouton on your face?
Well,
like,
that's a problem with plastic surgery in general, right? You get that
when you get it over and over and over again. But like most people get a nose. If they get a nose job, they get one nose job. They don't get like 12 of
but
them.
But some people are like strangely addicted.
Dysmorphia.
Yeah, the dysmorphia.
Their face
them up.
Never looks good enough
yeah.
for them, so they keep trying to change it, and in reality, they fuck it up more and more and more to where they don't even look human anymore.
Yeah.
HBO documentary Leaving Neverland. That's the name of Jackson's ranch, where Robson claims 7 years of sexual abuse with the world-famous performer first began.
I mean, this was just the most magical thing I'd ever seen. And that first night, Michael kind of took us on a little bit of a tour. And he said to me and my sister, you can stay in one of the guest rooms or you can stay in here.
So why weren't these interviews happening around the same time Michael was actually in court for this sort of thing? Why are we waiting till he's been dead for like 10 years to dredge this shit up?
I think because now...
I've been trying to timeline this myself.
Right.
Well, right now people are actually listening to these stories, right?
But because people were listening back then.
But nothing was getting done. Everything was getting buried.
Yeah. Well, he was found not guilty. So
and,
that's what got
well,
done.
If you read what happened, there was some pretty fucking crazy shit.
Not
in the
only was
case.
He found not guilty, but after he died, a few of his accusers came out and said they had lied about it.
Well, how could that one little kid fucking basically describe Michael Jackson's genitals and a mark on his genitals?
He ended up coming out saying that he had lied about it, that his dad talked him into it to get
the
money.
One kid, but the other kid, he described his genitals, and there's a birthmark on the genitals.
And the guy's dad killed himself after his son outed him about... you know, coaching his son to do these false accusations. And by the way, no matter what, if you think someone raped your kid and you're willing to like take a settlement, not to like take them to court, then you're no better than child molester.
Do you know what kids have to go through when
you basically prostituted out your child at that point?
Or maybe you realize that it's not worth putting your child through the process of having to relive the entire thing on a fucking court
case.
They
don't necessarily have to be...
to convict, they pretty much have to put them in a fucked up situation. It's very hard to convict somebody on sexual charges when you don't have some concrete proof.
I don't think that not pursuing justice... I mean, like, the kid's already been through a trauma.
So just put him through more, right? Like,
I think in the case of seeking justice and not allowing this to happen to more people, yes.
And I think you think that, but then you start to go through the process with your kid and see how hard it is on them, and you're like, fuck it, let's just get away from this. I'll take
let's
the fucking money.
Let's just settle and take the money.
Yeah. I'm hearing both of you. Like,
you're taking the devil's money. You're taking money from the guy who raped your kid and got away with it.
But do you... Would he have gotten away with it if you put your kid through all that? He has all these lawyers, and you don't. You know, people get away with things, even when they're guilty, because they have enough money to tell the story their way.
Yeah. Look, y'all don't understand. This is not about music. Michael Jackson's trying to have a relationship with these kids, and he can't do it. I don't know if anybody
is that R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Are you doing the R. Kelly? Oh, okay. Yeah, it's weird that these guys are getting interviewed by the same lady. That interview.
Dude, I know. I was about to mention, how does Gail get all these interviews?
Yeah. Gail King is becoming that person now.
That's Oprah's homie. She
all of the Weinstein victims.
Yeah. And my reaction was, of course, I want to stay with
you. I just disagree.
We had one more night.
I would say just don't take the money then.
That myself and my family were going to leave and go on another kind of vacation to the Grand Canyon. I was devastated to leave Michael. Michael was devastated for me to leave. He actually saw.
He looks like a Backstreet Boy.
So you got to stay.
Yeah. So I got to stay.
It's a Backstreet Boy and Dave Foley with a pirate facial hair.
One's Backstreet, one's John Mayer.
Yes, there we go. John Mayer and Dave Foley.
Dave Foley, man. I saw him on Joe Rogan recently. Yeah, I forgot those guys were on news radio together, and that's where the connection is. But I'm a huge Kids in the Hall fan.
Oh, right. Yes, he was.
I love Kids in the Hall. That.
News radio was an eclectic.
That was a good show.
An eclectic
cast.
That
was the best show on NBC that nobody watched for real. That and Airplanes. It Planes?
I mean, Airplanes? John Lovitz was great. Like, didn't he replace Phil Hartman? Yeah. Phil Hartman was like one of the greatest. Yeah. As far as playing characters and doing voices and shit like that.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was, yeah, that was a great show. Andy Dick.
Wings. Thank you, Wings.
Was that the one with Tony Shalhoub and Hayden Christensen? Or no?
Thank
not.
You,
what about Perfect Wings. Strangers with Balky Papadopoulos?
Balky Bartokomous.
Never landed for the next week.
And your parents allowed that?
My parents allowed that. Mm-hmm. Within either the first or second night of Michael and I being alone.
Real quick. Gail, the next time they show her.
Video on the Leaving Neverland doc. I am not really a fan, but he does a great job. Great show so far. H&M, you guys are awesome.
This is the second time I've heard the Razorfish video be brought up.
He actually does. He defends Michael Jackson. It's funny.
That's what I heard.
He defends Michael Jackson, but he calls us like pedo defenders for having someone on our show.
It's because he's a fucking idiot.
I know. But. Oh my God. We had an adult film actress on our show probably like 4 or 5 times. And she got accused of child molestation. We're waiting to see if that's true or not, because she's going to go to court for it. But just by virtue of us having her on, this guy Razorfish, his real name is Razor Fist, but we call him Razorfish, like called us out for like platforming a child molester, which is, she was on all kinds of shows back in the day. So, but then he makes a video defending Michael Jackson.
Doesn't he wear the stupid fucking glove in his video too, Razor Fist?
He wears like the like motorcycle gloves that are like.
He looks up to Michael Jackson, just like every.
Michael Jackson was the biggest star in the world when I was
a kid. Of course, and Razor Fist is fucking driven by that.
He was my absolute favorite for years from Thriller.
Yeah.
The first time I saw Thriller, I was like, this dude. This is music.
When I was in high school, there was a boy that in my high school that had like Down syndrome or muscular dystrophy or whatever. It was like
those are two totally.
I don't know. I think it was Down syndrome. It was Down syndrome.
Wait, I want to see where this is going.
It was.
Hold on,
it was.
Wait.
It was one of those things, right? He was a special kid. He went rolled with a special class, but he liked two things. He liked wrestling. And he liked Michael Jackson. He could break out a perfect moonwalk dance routine.
Yes. That's what I thought you were going with it. The autistic kid that could also moonwalk.
Yeah. It was amazing. And
I hoped it was going.
I don't think someone with muscular dystrophy could do the moonwalk.
It was Down syndrome.
Okay.
But he was amazing. And I think him and Razor Fist have a lot of stuff in common. I think that they love wrestling and they love Michael Jackson and they're retarded when they defend it.
Yeah, but he's like the Razorfish is like the type of wrestling fan that likes Vince Russo.
Of course he
which
is.
Which is like the weirdest thing.
Of course he is. He's the Mark Supreme.
He actually knows Vince Russo. He's like done videos with him in the past. It's really weird.
You realize the wrestling industry is full of like carny fucking like losers. Like you working with somebody in the wrestling industry is only impressive if it's Stephanie McMahon's tits or like Vince McMahon or Triple H.
So Macho Man, he did some impressive
working
stuff.
Working with working with Macho Man would be impressive.
Remember that Macho Man used to bang Stephanie back in the day.
And I hope it's not true because would have been 15 or 14
16,
at the time.
16, I think.
I think younger with the timeline.
Ooh, yeah.
But I hope it's not true. Oh. But it doesn't matter because even if it was true, it'll probably never come out because the only people that know that are alive are Stephanie McMahon and Vince because I'm sure he watched.
Oh my God!
I was gonna say, well, look at the way Gail King is sitting in this interview. She looks like she does not believe them at all. Like she's like, I cannot believe you sons of bitches are defaming.
Do you
the
think
King
so?
Of Pop. Look at the way she's sitting.
Let's see. Look,
she's sitting.
The night started
like
changing. One of the ways
like
I remember it starting is
disappointed that I got a degree in music instead of sociology.
My head just sort of starting to touch my legs and touch my crotch over my pants. It progressed to him performing oral sex on me, him showing me how to perform oral sex on him.
Did it scare you? Did you think it was wrong?
The couple days prior to the abuse starting, he started touching me just in the sense of like, hand on my leg, lots of hugs, kissing my forehead, rubbing my hand. So there had been this kind of development of physical closeness that was happening already that felt like a father. It just felt amazing. As Michael started doing these sexual acts, he started talking to me about God brought us together. We love each other, and this is
we
how we
love each other.
We love each other, and this is how we show each other our love.
James, you're nodding in agreement to what he's saying.
I just think that if these guys would have come forward while Michael Jackson was actually on trial at the time, I don't think they would have had any trouble getting press.
I don't know, dude. Michael Jackson had a lot of sway and control with the record labels and the media.
At the time, the record labels were taking a shit anyway because of all the downloading at the time.
I'm not going to say that these guys are liars just because they didn't speak up.
I'm not saying they're liars. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not calling them liars either. I'm saying I would like more information. I can't judge them right now.
I don't think victims are ever at fault for not speaking up because it's really hard to fucking speak up.
Yeah, yeah.
I literally had that exact conversation with somebody earlier today about, like, right before I came on the show about Michael Jackson and R. Kelly, about, he's like, yeah, why are these victims waiting so long to come forward? And I'm just like, so look, it doesn't matter when they come forward. You know what I'm saying? It's like if something happened, doesn't matter when you decide.
In the eyes of the law, it matters, though, because they can't.
That matters. Like, statute of limitations, that matters. But I mean, like, it doesn't stop the shit that happened, you know, from happening. You know what I mean? Just like, oh yeah, this shit happened to me when I was 8 and I never told anybody about it.
And I think there are very valid reasons for someone waiting so long to come out about something.
And maybe they're coming out.
I give black people $50 a month, so I'm not racist. Didn't mean to be hostile, but I don't give money. It's to be my responsibility. You fucks need to give money.
Thank you, I'm Baton.
Yes, it's not all. Yeah.
Thanks for helping us reach our goal.
Yeah, you just put us over the goal.
I mean, we're not
too,
even
man.
Halfway done with the show yet, and we're
appreciate
already over
you.
The goal. So,
Baton became our second patron.
Yes,
at the highest level.
Yes,
he's cool. One of the two people that get mentioned at the end of every show. Yes. So, thank you.
He's our associate producer.
The
number one donator from the previous month gets the associate producer credit. So
awesome.
So I don't think that these kids taking so long, like they could have done it when he was going to court and everything, like you said, but we're really in a time right now where people are looking deeper and actually seeking out the answers, right? They're seeking out where things may have been covered.
So where do you stand on this happening?
I'm sure that somebody was like, you know, there was smoke there. Let's see if there was fire. And they got together with these guys and they did the documentary because they knew it would get views. Because there's nothing to stop the R. Kelly documentary, the Michael Jackson documentary, everything people are doing right now to uncover the predatory nature of the last ever of Hollywood.
So where do you stand
and
on
the
it?
Music. Where do I stand on it? The fucking.
Do you
out them? Out them if you want. Like it's entertainment.
Do you personally believe these guys, or do you?
I mean,
or are you just like on the fence about it since you really don't know?
I've always kind of believed Michael Jackson was a fucking creeper. I'm not in a position to damn him either way. I'm not God. I'm not the law.
I'll say this: the man will always be the king of pop. But he could have fucked little boys.
He could have.
And,
those two things can be true. You know what I'm saying?
Chuck Berry peed on hookers in hotel rooms, and I still think he's one of the fucking greatest all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I just... And if this is true, which it could be, I think, Michael Jackson as a person fucking little boys, he might start falling into the R. Kelly category for me. And he's kind of there. I don't listen to him.
Well,
yeah,
especially if he had them living with him and shit too. Yeah, I mean,
tell me what happened to you.
He introduced me to masturbation. He said I taught him how to French kiss, and then it moves on to oral sex. But it's
are
not...
you frightened or thinking this is weird or wrong?
No. It's in the context of a loving, close relationship. There's no alarm bells going off in your head or any thoughts like that. Really, it's just I love this person we're trying to make each other happy. He said I was his first, but even as a kid, you don't even know what that means. So you're lovers.
I was his first. That That sucks when you're lying to a little kid to try and make it special. That's so fucked up.
Oh, man. That is so...
You're my first.
I am a huge Michael Jackson fan. Like, I probably listen to Michael Jackson music every day.
Damn.
I said that to say this. I've always believed he did this shit. I've always believed that shit. And like, I separate the art from the artist, but I'm think that he's,
Wrote a song. He wrote a song called PYT, Pretty Young Thing.
Pretty Young
That's true.
I mean, that could be applied in many ways.
You know, I want to love you, PYT, Pretty Young Thing.
Yeah,
need some loving, TLC, Tender Love and Care. That could be about little white boys.
Yeah.
That's the song I listen to every day. I fucking love that song.
Hannibal, that song's about little white boys.
You think that's bad?
It's a good fucking song.
It's a really good song.
That shit jams.
One of Michael Jackson's biggest songs was actually written because somebody was like, "Michael, you can't fuck little kids. That's bad." And he was like, "I'm bad. I'm bad." Because he was like bragging about fucking little kids. He was like, "If that's bad, then I'm bad."
You know what's great about that bit, Billy, is that I literally watched you take the ball and then throw that shit off the backboard to yourself so you could dunk it just now. It was nice. It was nice. It was the unnecessary windmill dunk in the All-Star game. I liked it. Good stuff.
I'm such a dickhead.
I just separate, like, if I enjoy the music, I'm not going to let his reputation ruin it for me.
Like, you know how many Harvey Weinstein movies I would have to stop watching?
Oh, dude, I've enjoyed Roman Polanski movies. That dude, there's no question whether or not he did what he's accused of doing. And he literally ducked, you know, he left the country when they were about to arrest him. So he's gotten away with it this whole time. But I like Roman Polanski's movies.
I wish I was a bigger fan of Chris Benoit could be like, I still watch his wrestling matches, but I never thought he was that great.
I do still watch Chris Benoit. Thriller? He's fucking awesome. The crippling
This is the shit that we got into a little argument about on our show about this. This is the reason, Hannibal.
Okay.
The shit like this. This is why I draw that line. Like, there was a debate that came up about if you consume a piece of art, like a movie or something, and it's terrible till you hear what led up to creating it, and that makes it better to you.
Uh-huh.
This is why this came up, because I'm not consistent across the board. If I accept that, and I still talk about separating the art from the artist.
The question was, have you ever heard the backstory for how, like, have you ever, like, consumed a piece of art, like television, film, music, whatever, and then you heard the backstory on the art, and it made you like or appreciate the art more after knowing the backstory?
I can't say that's never happened. I can't think of any specific examples, but I know myself well enough to think, yeah, maybe. But yeah, I don't think it happens the other way for me. I don't think it goes in the negative direction because of that. I mean, like, I've listened to music Charles Manson made, and Charles Manson was a semi-talented musician. He actually wrote a song that the Beach Boys ended up recording back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and it's like,
what song was it?
Oh, I can't remember. I could
Rape
look it
and
up.
Kill Everybody.
No. By the way, I don't think they raped anybody.
It'll be something like God Only Knows or something. It'd be something like something that nobody would expect.
I'd be without you.
Well, they did that shit in tandem, Monty. Did you see that shit? We gotta know our fucking game.
That's how white people do it, man.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
How do you think Ben knew you could feel another guy's dick in the pussy when they're double teaming?
Right.
That's how
Hannibal, this is why they make the big bucks.
This is it. This is why they got the hundreds of thousands of subscribers. We gotta step our game.
Not to brag,
just
guys.
So y'all know, this all came about because of a Nickelback song.
Yes, it's all came about. This was because Nickelback did a song about Dimebag Darrell, and when I first heard the song, I was like, "This is a pretty good song." And then when I heard the backstory on how the song got created, and then re-listened to it again, I was like, "Oh, this is fucking awesome." You know what I'm saying? Monty disagreed.
I'm sorry for interrupting. I almost went to the show that Dimebag was killed at. because that was at the Al Rosa Ballroom in Columbus, Ohio.
One of my wrestler buddies was there the week before, and he like worked security a lot, and he was in the club, and he was like, dude, when I was in that club a week before it happened, I was like, something bad's going to happen at this club. Security was so terrible.
There just happened, well, there was a cop there in plain clothes that had his weapon on him,
yeah,
and that's who took the guy out. And it wasn't a Pantera show. It was, the band was called Damage Plan, and it was Vinnie Paul.
Yeah,
Vinnie Paul and Dimebag Darrell's new band, because Pantera hadn't been together for a while. I got lucky, though. I got to see Pantera live twice. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've seen Pantera four times.
Wow. Yeah, but I mean, like, is that because you work at, like, a fucking arena or whatever?
Short answer, yes with a if. Long answer, no with a but. I've seen them... I've paid to see them three of those four times. And yeah. Pantera has never come to Phillips Arena in the tenure that I've worked there.
I see.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I've always been like a concert guy. Like I'll go to a venue and just see all of the concerts that are there, and I'll just start buying tickets. I made the mistake, and this is a true story. I made the mistake of buying tickets to go see One Direction. So I didn't know who they were, and I'm like, hey, I'll go to this show. So imagine my surprise being the only adult male there with no children.
Right.
And then I'm like a 6 foot two, 245 pound black guy surrounded by these 14-year-old white girls. And I was like, what did I buy? I'm sorry. That is hilarious. I fucking regret that shit. No, wait. So that's terrible. But a year later, I did the shit again. I accidentally bought tickets at a different venue, and I'm sitting there, and as they're performing and shit, I'm like, wait a minute. I know this song. What the fuck? I've seen these guys before. I've done this already.
You accidentally went to two One Direction concerts.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something.
I did this shit twice.
There's a reason why you won't sit that close to some dude on a couch. You don't know it, but you're in the closet, Hannibal. You don't accidentally go to One Direction twice.
Oh, I did that shit twice.
Somebody's gonna clip this shit out and say Hannibal, the beat animal, is secretly gay.
Did you ever
I don't believe
that. I read a story because there was like a blog that I used to read where people would post stories about how they met pro wrestlers like by chance in real life.
Yeah.
And this guy, he went to some boy band concert. It might have been like Justin Bieber or something.
Yeah.
He went to a concert like that with his girlfriend, and she had to go to the bathroom. So he like went and sat down near the bathroom, and he looked across the way, and sitting down facing at him was Batista. And they like locked eyes, and Batista was like, yeah, like whatever, you know, like that. Yeah, and it was his daughter.
Yeah.
He was there with his daughter. Yeah. He like took her there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But one thing I wanted to say, Seattle is one of the best cities I've ever been to for concerts. Like literally everyone comes here. It's just like nonstop.
Yes, Seattle's another one of those towns where it's like people are always there. New Orleans is one of those places. Atlanta's one of those places. I think a lot of people go to Chicago as well.
Yeah.
Anaheim is one of those cities that people go to all the time. It's strange. Like we just had like a bunch of K-pop bands come down here and shit because K-pop music is starting to trend well in the States.
It's big.
And,
I better be eating Korean barbecue if I'm hearing K-pop. Otherwise, I'm not interested.
Wow, man.
My girlfriend has become a huge fan.
No!
Like every day she's discovering new fucking K-pop bands.
25 years ago, Shayla. 25 years ago, Ben said, I better be eating some soul food if I'm going to be hearing some hip-hop.
Hold on. Why would it be hip-hop for soul food?
I don't know.
I mean, hip-hop does go well with soul food.
It doesn't look like lemon pepper wings goes well with everything.
25 years ago, hip-hop was something you would hate, right? Did you hate hip-hop?
No.
Did you hate?
No.
Why do you hate hip-hop?
I don't.
Do you hate hip-hop?
Here's a dumb story where we can all just kind of be like, oh, that's weird.
Okay.
But everyone remember, if you live in a place that observes daylight savings time, at 2 a.m. tonight, at the absolute earliest, you set the clock back.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Fuck. Daylight saving time adds extra hours of daylight during the summer season, while making the days shorter during the winter months.
I like it, because I don't work a 9-to-5, so I'm not like losing an hour of sleep like a lot of people do, working a 9-to-5 and everything. And I like...
Well, you know what? That's because you got people setting this shit up for you, Ben. I gotta get up and set up shows for next week every goddamn day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck that. Yeah,
the 1,000 people that follow us, I work all day every goddamn day working on that show.
Yeah. Oh, I do that. Like, I work every day, even on my days off.
I do not help Monty enough with the show. Like, you know how on Ghostbusters, there was that one, like, Zool was living in the fridge, and then he, like, fucking, like, tried to kill Sigourney Weaver. And then at the end of the movie, there was, like, a second dog. It was like, oh, shit, there was two of them the whole time? That second dog is me. I see. I don't do much of nothing. Like, I let Monty do all that shit.
That's how Billy is with this. I do all the other shit. Billy just does the show.
Yeah, I'm the dog that comes out of the fridge.
Yeah, yeah. Billy just walks in. Like, that's why I've been so slow messaging Billy. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. This is short notice. Go watch all these fucking movies before Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I've already watched them all because I watch shitty movies all the time. Except the one, I Fight Monsters or whatever, or what was it called?
I Kill Monsters.
I Kill Giants.
I Kill Giants.
Yeah, I Kill Giants.
I Kill Giants. I'm sorry. I'm fucking it up.
That's one I haven't seen. So
that's based on a comic written by Joe Kelly. Hmm. And just so you know, Joe Kelly is the guy that made Deadpool Deadpool.
Okay.
Like, Deadpool started as a character created by Rob Liefeld.
Yeah.
That was the cheesy, I'm the guy with the swords that's going to come in and be the badass to fuck everything up. And Joe Kelly came in and said, with this guy's story, he could be this fun, and started writing Deadpool. And he's the reason we all love Deadpool as much as we do.
I just thought Deadpool looked
giant.
I loved
Deadpool from.
I loved Deadpool in the 90s when I was a kid because he just looked like a cool ninja. Like, his character has totally changed, but I liked him because of his look originally, and he was just like badass.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A lot of times that's when people like would get addicted to certain comic book characters, it would be because they like, we like the art, we like the design of it, not the, like, the backstory, like the story is why we stay, but the design is why we showed up in the first place. That's why so many people love Cable. Like, Cable for a long time was a shit character,
X-Force. You know,
but we like the way he looked. X-Force, all of those guys.
I have
Shatterstar.
I have like the first 10 issues of X-Force. I have this comic collection that I like racked up in the 80s and 90s, and I got a lot of the first editions of a lot of things, like when they rebooted X-Men, like when they killed Uncanny X-Men and brought it back, they had X-Men number one, they had the blue team and the gold team, and I have all the different covers.
You were buying comics the same time as me. What else do you have? Tell me more.
I have Spawn book, number one, I have Savage Dragon number one, I have like a lot of the like original Image, because the Image started around that time when Jim Lee went over there and started working for them and all that shit.
Keep going, give me more.
Black Suit Spider-Man, pre-Venom Black Suit Spider-Man, I had a lot of those. I used to read a lot of like the Wolverine series, just like Wolverine's like solo series. I used to read a lot of that when he would be Patch. He was the guy that like wore the eye patch and shit.
Yes.
I have number one of the original Wolverine miniseries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's...
All right.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to... And this is for me before I started doing art full-time and then tried to get this shit going. I worked at a comic shop for I forgot how many fucking years. Your collection, unless you have, like, five different comics that I can think of, I'm trying to remember numbers, your collection may be worthless, Ben.
Oh yeah.
Oh sure. I wasn't banking on that.
Your collection is awesome to read.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have
awesome
stuff to read.
This is the Wolverine one that I have.
It's, that one I think still has some value.
Oh yeah, yeah, it does. Fair, depending on the
it has a good.
You know what sucks? Yeah. You have to like get them graded and shit.
Yeah.
I have a baseball card that's probably worth a good amount of money, but to really get money out of it, you have to get it graded. I have Nolan Ryan's rookie card.
Was it the double one?
Yeah, the double one.
Nice. Yep.
And I think in mint condition, that shit's worth like $250,000.
What's the condition look like?
I mean, it looks okay, but they even judge like how centered it is and all kinds of shit.
Stuff that you have no control over.
Right. I mean, I have it in a secure place. But
and I'll tell you, when I worked in the shop, that was annoying. Collectors that would come in to buy books that they wanted graded, I hated that shit because it would sit there. It was like the egg lady in Clerks.
Yeah.
Looking at the sex, studying it. And I was not allowed to touch the book. I could only scan it and take their money. I'm like, fuck, just get the fuck out. Just leave.
Yeah.
Give me the money and leave. Like, I hope you put all those books back or we got a problem.
Yeah, I have a shit ton of number ones that I felt like every now and then, like over the years, like I'll find myself in financial dire straits and I'll be like, well, let me see how much I can get for these books. And there's only two books I have that are worth anything. One is The Incredible Hulk, where Wolverine makes his debut. And one is the Iron Fist comic, where Sabretooth makes his debut. Those are the only two books I have that are worth anything. And they're both in shit condition. Like the Incredible Hulk one only has half the front cover. Okay, it's like the book is tattered and awful and shit.
I used to be a donation attendant for Goodwill. So like I used to sit there and people would drop off shit all day and I would like sort it.
Yeah.
And some days I would find like people like this one guy donate a bunch of old records. There was like the original press of Meet the Beatles. It was like the first Beatles album ever.
I used to work in a pawn shop and I would be able to collect like because all the games sold for like $6 to $10 at the pawn shop. Like they would just had like a set price and like they'd come in with like the really rare like Marvel versus Capcom 2 that was worth like $80. Whenever I saw that, I'd snag it for like the $6 and then go and put it on eBay.
I should have showed you guys what the Hulk Hogan manga was like.
Yeah.
It's one of the craziest things ever. It's crazy. Yes. Hogan's crazy and naked and homicidal and his balls like go down to the floor and he's almost always naked. And he dates this like weird steroidal chick that is like a crime fighter, and if someone tries to like commit a crime when they're around, she'll like tear off Hogan's head and throw it at the guy to like take him out. It's so weird. Hogan's dick turns into like a fucking snake. Oh,
a tiger.
There's a part where Hogan turns into like a cow and the other wrestlers have to like stab him and drink his blood to bring him back. And it's a 1980s crazy Japanese comic based on Hulk Hogan.
I'm looking this shit up right now.
And Hogan manga. I mean, even like the Road Warriors are in it. There's a bunch of old school wrestlers in like Tiger Mask and all that shit.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, we watched we watched a video about it on the post show, I think like last week or something.
Yes. And Namerson, The Invisibles. I love The Invisibles. All right. I just had to comment to the chat. All right.
Let's see what else we got here.
Did we decide that Michael Jackson is definitely a bad person or not?
I have no idea. I don't know what happened. I think he's dead, so it doesn't really matter that much. Justice could never be served at this point.
But I mean, I think that we can talk about it all we fucking want.
Sure, whatever. It's not tarnishing anyone's reputation. It might be hard on his kids to deal with. But
I wonder if his kids have any like history there, right? Like he had a fucking kid named Blanket.
I mean, I look at his kids and they all look white to me. I don't know if they're like
they are white kids. If they don't look white. They am white.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
humiliated and shamed, the president's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort just sentenced to 47 months. That is 1 month shy of 4 years for running a global scheme to avoid paying millions in taxes, defrauding banks. Now these are all charges that came from the Mueller team.
He got it really light, too, man. Like, he was facing over 20 years. It was crazy.
Yeah, for running a global scheme.
Yeah, but these are financial crimes. Like, this isn't, like, the collusion with Russia shit. Like, financial crimes don't usually get judged that harshly. So, like, a lot of the, especially, like, the left-leaning news organizations are making a big deal about this. But I don't think... I'm not used to seeing financial crimes get judged that harshly.
But I want to go this direction with it. Look, and I know they're sensationalizing this shit because it's on CNN and it's about Paul Manafort. I get all that.
Yeah.
But you're not going to hear a story about Jamal Jenkins' drug ring of him and his boy Tron selling weed to the neighborhood got busted. But I'm sure Jamal Jenkins got more than 4 years.
The lady in Texas who was an illegal immigrant.
This is a global scheme.
The lady in Texas who was an illegal immigrant and voted without knowing that she couldn't vote. She thought she could vote. She got 5 years. Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort's daughter, all right, was texting her sister saying, "There's blood on his hands. Our money is blood money. He killed people. He killed people." It's like that's his own family are turning against him.
Trump will probably pardon Manafort too.
We'll see what happens. Yep. Manafort's also getting charged
He's allowed to. I can't really argue with it. You know, whatever. He's allowed to pardon people. For now. I don't know how they can stop him. Maybe there might be something in place to stop him, but I'm not aware of it.
And Manafort's
you just referred to the president of the United States like he was a supervillain. Like you was like no one can stop him.
Manafort still has another sentencing coming up too. No one can stop him, and I can't disagree with it.
You know what it is? It's 1980s Lex Luthor with his green power suit that he could wear, where he could fly around just like Superman. You remember that shit?
I was about to say he kind of is Lex Luthor.
My fucking nose itches and I can't reach it. It's pissing me off.
But Manafort is getting sentenced for a second time this next week, right? So there could be more tacked on top of this. But 47 months is pretty fucking light considering they were going for 25 to 30 years.
Manafort spoke for about 4 minutes, telling the judge, "I know it is my conduct that brought me here. My life personally and professionally is in shambles." Now, I just want to emphasize here, this is a remarkable moment in history, right? The campaign chairman of a presidential campaign sentenced to prison, going to handcuffs, 47 months. But I want to say this is a big blow for Mueller as well. They had asked for 19 to 25 years.
Yeah. 19 to 25 years, you were trying to put him away for life. I think maybe they were doing that to try to force Trump to pardon him, because Trump wouldn't want that dude to go to prison for the rest of his life, because that guy's old as fuck. He would not 24 years, he'd probably die in prison. So I don't know.
The judge, T.S. Ellis, going against that request from prosecutors and going for only 47 months. So that is a stunning development. Obviously, Manafort's going to be sentenced again in a week in the D.C. court. But this is not what Team Mueller had been hoping for. Now, Manafort is the first person from Trump's inner circle to be sentenced. He was, of course, the first person who was indicted by Mueller. I want to go now to Shimon Prokopez out front outside the Virginia courthouse. Shimon, this is not what Team Mueller wanted. They wanted 25 years, 47 months. That's what they got.
Look, we talked about Michael Way Jackson. Lower. And we summoned Shimon.
Nice. Shimon.
Than what really anyone expected, Aaron, when you think about it, way lower than what the prosecutors, what the special counsel's office wanted here. They wanted up to 25 years. Instead, they get just under 4 years. We're talking about a 47-month prison sentence for Paul Manafort, which could reasonably mean that he will not have to spend the rest of his life in prison. Yeah. Obviously, that was a big concern for him, for his family. As you said, he stood up. He sat, actually. He didn't stand up. He stayed in his wheelchair. He was brought here in a wheelchair. He spoke to the judge for about 4 minutes. He asked the judge for compassion. And it clearly seems that that is what the judge here did, sentencing him.
Why is Paul Manafort wasn't always in a wheelchair? Is that who we're talking about in the wheelchair?
Yeah, yeah. He could be using the wheelchair as a sympathy tactic. He could have.
Yeah, I say troll. Troll. I vote troll.
Troll.
We're not doing that segment right now, Monty.
But he is getting sentenced again, so maybe he'll get more time. Maybe he'll get pardoned. Maybe all this shit is for naught. But this is the first sentencing in many more to come for everybody under Trump, right? Like, we have a lot here.
Yeah, I'm stuck on Paul Manafort Christmas storying this with, like, where he shows up as the old man who put his eyes out and he's just revisiting his family and how cruel they treated him.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker doesn't need to be in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
If Mueller
What's that all about?
They should just make him walk.
Yeah, troll. He wasn't in a wheelchair before. What put him in the wheelchair? I want to know. What happened?
Sympathy. He wants sympathy. He wants I can't go for 29 years. I have a wheelchair. He can't
have it. R. Kelly did a better job. I almost believed those tears till I started laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I laughed my ass off.
Falling out laughing. Okay, it wasn't just me. Good. I don't feel so bad. I mean, I didn't feel bad at first, but I was like, man, I should not be laughing at this. Like, it's like when an old person falls in the street and drops all the groceries and shit. Like, I know it's not supposed to be funny, but I'm still laughing.
It is.
I'm gonna laugh while I help her pick her shit up.
Yeah, as long as you help pick it up.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm gonna help pick it up, but it's like, especially like if she falls and she's got like a bunch of eggs and she throws all the eggs in the air. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty.
It is funny.
All right. There you go. At least you're helping pick the groceries up. That's good.
Yeah, I'm with it. Also, pronounce this dude's last name because it was on the screen a second ago.
It's Shimon Pork Puchek. Shimon.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's been screaming it since the 80s.
Shimon Pork.
I know Shimon. It was like the last pork project.
Pork product. Yeah, it's Shimon Pork Product.
47 months, well below what anyone had wanted from the special counsel's office, well below what prosecutors had asked for. And the judge just really finding, it seems, compassion here. Sensing him to the 47 months.
All right, Shimon, thank you very much.
Shimon!
That is so ridiculous.
That is so ridiculous
that his name is Shimon. They should have had him do the Michael Jackson interview.
Oh my God, yeah.
See, what I want to do is every interview with him, I want to replace all his audio with Michael Jackson audio. You know what I'm saying? And just like, I just want to find a ton of his interviews now and just replace all the audio with Michael Jackson audio.
Even
that
just
would be amazing as hell.
Just be Michael Jackson grunting going.
even just take these clips of the news anchors introducing him, and when they say Shimon, replace it with Michael Jackson saying Shimon. That would be fucking meme-y enough. That could work.
That tomorrow. I'm making it tomorrow.
Yes, that's good. It's going. We're gonna put that on right next to our R. Kelly remix video. Right.
Yeah. Please, in the Skype, put a link to this video for me. I'm making it.
Shamo.
So, fuck Jussie Smollett. He's in deep shit.
Jussie.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll get more than
tonight,
Manafort.
Jussie Smollett's legal troubles are going from bad to worse. A grand jury today indicted the Empire star on 16 counts of felony disorderly conduct, namely false reports of a crime after he claimed to be the victim of a racist and anti-gay attack on the streets of Chicago. Police think it was all a work of fiction by the actor, who's out on bail after a single charge against him last month. A short time ago, I spoke with Smollett's defense attorney, Mark Garagos, who's maintaining Smollett's innocence. Isn't it just weird that you get allegedly attacked by two people you actually know, who've actually been on Empire, who you've actually worked out with, and you don't recognize them?
Yeah, yes. And that's, but guess what? I don't know whether he made that statement, but what I do know is that when he was told that they had evidence against these two, he refused to sign the complaint because he could not believe it. If he thought they were in on it, would he have signed the complaint? Wouldn't he have signed the complaint? He didn't believe it. Now, if you're asking me what their motivation is, I suppose I could speculate, but motivation of Jussie is not a...
So what's his motivation?
What's my motivation?
this nigga paid him with a check.
Yeah,
he's done.
Yeah.
We're done. Here's the check.
So why do we even talking to the lawyer just to see how much of an ass he can make of himself?
Yeah,
we just want to let him Giuliani himself right now. Is that what this is?
Here's my motivation. I really want two big brothers to come and just slap the shit out of me and choke me a little bit, and then I don't know. Let's blame it on MAGA. Here's a check, $3,500. Just slap me around, fucking choke me, and maybe your bitch.
This shit pisses me off because, look, I hate the MAGA shit as much as the next guy, but I'm not going to make up some shit to make it look bad and make me look better. You're making us all look bad. Stop it. He paid for the check. Fuck him.
If you really want to stick it to MAGA, this is what you do. This is for the gay guys out there. Jussie tried, but the only way you're really gonna stick it to MAGA is go gay it up at the cowboy bars and find the down low cowboy MAGA motherfuckers and get them to blow you, and while they're blowing you, pull the phone out and take a little picture of it and then be like, look
at
this.
Tell them it's sexy when they wear the hat.
Look at this MAGA hat blowing me. That's how you tear down MAGA. You realize half the MAGA guys are just closeted homosexuals. They're taking out their anger on fucking America because they can't suck who they want to suck without their dad being even more dishonored by their prickly little bitch ass.
I like it.
I just call it like I see it. Some people say I look at the world through hose colored glasses, but
yeah, this was definitely not a great Black History Month for Black people. It's like Jesse definitely did not make things better for Black people right now. This shit is trash. You know, so the issue was, you know, he manufactures this fake attack so he could try to get a raise at work. Is like that's a really weird way to try to get a raise, but we gonna gloss over that for a second.
That's,
right,
that's actually some real Black people shit though. Like we were talking earlier, like when talking about, oh, they're gonna try and fire me.
Yeah,
like, only Black people say that. Like,
yeah, they're gonna
try and fire me.
They're gonna try and fire me, right? They're gonna try and fire me. But it's like, so this whole plot hinges on one weird piece of information that, like, listen. I know you guys might not be used to having Black people on the show. You know, the chat might not be used to. We might be the only Black people y'all come in contact with. So let me just say something. Let me just say this real fast, all right? Let's have a teachable moment, right? Listen. Do you really just think that they're like some hardcore right conservatives that are also fans of Empire? Like, is that a thing that you really believe?
That's true.
Like,
right, you know what, though?
I don't know what happened to you.
Yeah, he's going auto-tune.
Because then... that's a real specific thing. Like, they gotta watch this shit. When I start powering up, my computer just starts acting all dumb. It's like MAGA, like the hard right staunch. Like, look, there's nobody that watches InfoWars regularly that also watches Empire regularly. That is not a thing. I'd be willing to bet everything I fucking got right now. I will take my mask off right now if I believe that shit. It's not a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it also just shows that Jesse Smollett is not a good writer. This is why actors can't also write screenplays. Because he's like, it was like something out of a Tyler Perry movie. It's like, so then I'm going to come out of Subway and then you guys are going to beat me up, right? And then you're going to have your MAGA hats on and then you're going to do the... You're
put a noose around my neck and pour bleach on me.
And pour bleach on me and call me gay. And just, like, bro, that's way too much shit going on at one time.
It's very
busy. That's like fucking like watching Precious and it's trash. I can't, it was like, listen.
I'm trying to think of the Black people we've had on the show.
Oh, we've had
okay. So there's Tim Black.
Yeah.
There's
Tim Black, G-Man.
There's My Name is Josephine.
Yeah.
Tim Black is Black.
People keep asking us to get G-Man on our show, so we might need to reach out to him, Hannibal.
We had Grange Pitt on the show.
Grange Pitt, yeah.
Billy Gray also brought up a good point. Chicago is MAGA country. Really?
Oh, Derek Blackman.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go. There you go. I would change my name if I were going to do anything publicly if my last name was Blackman.
This is what I'm saying. Why didn't he hire white guys? Let's just start there. Like, it's like, he's like, I want to fake a hate crime with Black guys. And then he got like some Nigerians, which is like the darkest of the dark.
Why didn't he hire some white guys to do it, man?
They were his friends. They were people he worked with. I think one of the guys was part of his security team or something.
They took
Ubers to the crime scene, the guys that did it.
So there's like a trail.
Completely traced them to and from. Everything about it was stupid.
They should have walked.
I think they just thought, well, they should have done a lot of things. I think they just thought they'd get away with it.
They're dumb.
They're like, oh, you know what? Let's start a social crusade.
But wasn't part of it that he wanted it to be on film so that way they could have the footage of him getting beat up?
But they didn't have the footage of him getting beat up, did they? They had the footage of the guys walking. Yeah, they had the footage of the guys walking to the area where it supposedly went down.
Yeah, but the idea or the thought process behind the Cook County Police Department is saying that they thought they tried to stage it in a way where it happened on camera. And it just so happened that the way the cameras work in that section of Chicago is that the cameras are constantly flickering between a bunch of different cameras all at once. So those particular cameras where the attack was happening weren't pointing that way in that instant. Also, shout out to the Cook County Police Department letting us know how their cameras work. So now I know which red lights to run. Yeah. Shout out to you guys. Y'all are MVPs. Y'all are better than Waze. I'm going to turn my shit off.
Why would he want people to see that if they weren't who he said they were in his description to the police?
I don't know. Maybe he thought people would see the kid. I don't know. Maybe listen. You saw the screenplay that he wrote. He's not a very good writer, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he had a team of people working out the fucking continuity details in this shit. You know what I mean?
Maybe Jesse's just trying to get some prison loving.
But there's a lot of easier ways to get to prison though. You know what I'm saying? True. He didn't have to, you know, do this. This was real like elaborate. You know, this is like a really bad idea that did not play out well at all. And the Cook County Police Department was like, nah, we disagree. We don't believe none of that.
Not gonna do it at all.
Shout out to Dana Carvey.
How you doing there, little shaver?
How you doing?
He has a comedy special. It's either on Amazon Prime or Netflix. It's pretty good.
All right, Dana Carvey?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All a stand-up comedy show. Yeah. One of those two. I can't remember which one. This is the part of the show before we read the Streamlabs where I talk about the Brave browser and how awesome it is and how it's the best way to support the show without having to spend any money. All you have to do is use the link in the description to download it and use it to watch the stream. You can pull up any of our videos, and then all you have to do is click on the triangle, and once a month you will see some basic attention tokens populate here. When you see those, click on send a tip and then send us all of your tokens. Do that.
I see Ryby Jankums in the chat, and she said, could you tell Billy he's allowed to say the n-word? Give him the card, please. No, Ryby. No.
No, we can't give him that card.
She said we should give him a card so he can say the n-word.
If I had the card, I wouldn't use it. I'm gonna slap the shit out of you, Ryby Jankums.
Wow.
Damn.
Somebody in the chat said, and I wanted to quote it because I thought it was hilarious. He said, I lost it. Oh, Alfredo Jones says, maybe Jussie just doesn't know any white people.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I couldn't
make
find
sense.
Any.
That would make sense. I mean, I don't imagine there's a bunch of them walking around on set. I've never seen Empire, so I can't talk shit about a show I've never seen.
Yeah, I enjoyed the fuck out of the first season.
She was looking out for you, Billy.
First season.
I love Ryby.
She was looking out for you.
I love you, Ryby. I miss you.
Can't go back on it.
Can Ryby come back and be a guest on the show? Let's invite Ryby.
I don't think she wants to.
Ryby, just come on the show. Grow your blue hair back first, though.
Grow your blue hair back.
I'm going to take a big whiz. You want to read the Streamlabs real quick while I take a big whiz?
A big whiz. Yes.
I like that you pronounce the H in whiz.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have a teacher in elementary school that was an old nun that used to do that all the time. Like wheat.
Will wheat.
Will wheat.
Will
wheat. Will wheat.
Whip. Cool whip.
Yeah.
Cool whip. Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H? Shout out to Family Guy, because that's not a funny joke.
Vehicle.
And they made it funny.
Yes. Yeah.
They made it funny. That shit.
Okay, Kitty Screams, $6.66. Monies for the sweet boys. Beef Swellington, I figured out Streamlabs. Hello, Monty. I sent the dick mask through Facebook Messenger. Feel free to share with Ben.
There we go.
Oh, gotcha. I'm going to check out the dick mask shortly.
The dick mask.
add that to my collection. Now, is it a mask with a dick on it, or is it a mask made of dick skin? I just need to know ahead of time before.
There's a dick sticking out of the nose.
Okay, good, because I was not looking forward to like a collection of schmucks on my face. So.
And, all right, there you go. Yes, I'll share it to whoever wants to see it.
Yeah. Don't want to see that.
Let's take a look. Yeah, someone wrote to me and just said, hey, Ben, New Mexico. Okay. Yeah, New Mexico.
Yep.
It's a state. I used to live there. I've been there multiple times after that. Yay, it does New Mexico. Exist. It's a nice place.
It's a real place, and I have lived there.
How the fuck?
Yeah. Have you lived there too?
No. Oh, no, I was just doing my Ben impression.
Oh, okay. How the fuck do I leave the room?
I don't know how you're supposed to respond to that. It was just like, you know, New Mexico. I was like, yep.
How do I leave the room for 2 minutes? I come back and Ben's over here screaming out Nuke Mexico. It's fucked up, dude.
Nuevo Mexico.
Nuevo Mexico? Mexico?
Egghead Show gave us $2. I just made a high Billy clip. You're going to love it. I guarantee it.
You're going to love it.
Wow, is he the new spokesman for the men's warehouse?
For the men's Wrangler jeans warehouse.
Oh, my God.
You got the 577 Wrangler jeans? I'm sure it's a Taint Likely meme. I guarantee you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Billy, Taint Likely. Calling it right now. Or it's, hi, Billy. And then the Harlem Globetrotters come in and they're spinning a ball that's superimposed with egg tits on their finger.
Oh, man. Yeah. Do you guys know how we troll Egghead by saying his girlfriend gets gangbanged by the Harlem Globetrotters? We do that.
I caught a little bit of that on the last episode.
It's so fun.
Wait. We're talking about the original? Like, we're talking about Meadowlark Lemon and Curly?
Oh, yeah, and Curly?
Are we talking about, like, the new guys that couldn't, nope, that wasn't good enough
to make it?
The
ones that were on Scooby-Doo back in the day.
We're talking about Scooby-Doo comes in during it, too, and adds his little dog dick to the scenario.
Yeah,
man, Scooby-Doo is a Great Dane. His meat touches the floor. Oh, yeah. What the fuck you talking about?
And remember Curly? Curly the bald Harlem Globetrotter?
Yeah, Curly Neal.
We Billy kind of did a freestyle version of the Harlem Globetrotters song.
He got his
AIDS from the book. I just want you guys to see it. That's why I'm going to play this.
He's taught me many things about sex, and I'm gonna teach you one, Egghead. This is straight from the Lacey Green playbook, okay, Egghead?
All right. Okay?
Next time you're with Egg Tits, all right? Next time you're with Egg Tits, if you really want to pleasure her, invite a football player. No.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, better than that. Invite the entire Harlem Globetrotters over, all right?
And by the way, Egghead is the one who edited this video and had to upload it. Yeah, that makes it even funnier.
And while they do all those tricks up in that punan, you sit in the corner. All right,
in a tent. Build yourself a little tent.
Build yourself a little cuck tent. Sit in the corner. And here's what I want you to do, Egghead. I want you to cry. I want you to cry. I want you to cry. Not a dry eye. I want you to cry. While the bigger bagger put it, butter, put it in a butthole. Put it in a pusshole. Put it in a mouth. And an armpit, too. Gonna titty fuck the armpit. Titty fuck the armpit. That's what the Harlem Globetrotters gonna do. And then the episode of Scooby Doo with the Harlem Globetrotters comes on. And then Shaggy and Scooby put it in between her boobies like a pole. Don't move, you know. You gotta give her what she needs to make her pussy hole bleed. Because you're never gonna make her come on your own. She's never gonna come on your own. You gotta give everybody else the ball and let them pass the ball into her egg tits pussy walls. Ooh, Egghead is the. Well, what's the other team that the Globetrotters always beat?
The Washington Generals.
Egghead is the Washington Generals, washing his genitals in his dirty-ass bathtub, too.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Dude, this was magical.
Yes, I am flexing my thumbs up so hard right now. I want you to know how much I enjoyed that.
We just had to talk shit about Egghead. That was all.
I don't know. It's like contagious. Once it starts happening, we just can't fucking stop. It just keeps going forever, and Egghead's like, "Oh damn it!"
You're our muse, Egghead.
Yeah,
you are Bruce's muse.
It's true. You inspire us. You complete us, Egghead. Mr. Blue gave us $10.
Followed us on Twitter. Thank you, Egghead.
Hey.
Mr. Blue gave us $10 and said, "You're ignorant."
You're ignorant.
That's ignorant.
That's ignorant.
You're being ignorant, blanket. You're being ignorant.
You're being ignorant. Those South Park episodes are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I love those.
Like with Michael, like when the whole the police department in South Park is looking for Michael Jackson because there's like, oh, there's a black guy around here kidnapping kids, but then they can't find Michael Jackson because he looks white. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
those episodes are amazing. Even like the ghost of Michael Jackson episode is fantastic. Like, and then because the ghost of Michael Jackson leads into the ghost of Tupac, and the cops keep trying to shoot him because he's black and they can't shoot him because he's a hologram, and I don't know. Good stuff.
Yeah,
yes,
it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Yeah, I'm sorry, that was it. I just
South Park's so good. South Park's so good.
You just had to get it out. I understand.
Yeah. I'm a huge South Park fan, man.
Me too.
Love Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Yeah.
Have you ever listened to Trey Parker's like first album that he made like in the 80s, or it might be the 90s?
Probably actually. The 90s.
It's called what was it called? God, what was the name of it?
I have no idea.
It's like all keyboard. It's like him playing fucking keyboard. It's called like Immature.
The whole album?
It's called Immature. here's I wonder if I can play a little bit of this. Let's see. It's a collection of love ballads for the 80s man.
Yeah. Oh my god.
See?
Alright. So you finally come back to me.
Wow. Wow.
I remember the day you told me that my love wasn't worth a dime. Now here you are telling me you want to rekindle our old flame. Well, I'm not one of your pawns in love.
This chorus is awesome.
Yo, break it down.
I spit on your love. I spit on your love.
And I spit on you.
I spit on your love, baby.
Yeah.
I spit on your love.
Yeah.
Oh, sugar. And I spit on you.
1987?
Yeah.
I spit on your love.
I spit on your love. Yeah.
I spit on your love. I spit on you.
I spit on you.
Lord and Lady Articus gave us $20 and said, about watching Razorfish's video. I don't want to watch his videos on here. I don't know. Maybe. I'll look into it. What else did we get? Fuck. Hannibal and Monty Chirac meet up when?
Chirac.
Is that Chicago?
Chicago, yeah. Do you guys really want to go into MAGA country though?
Yeah, there's like roaming gangs of MAGA guys just looking to beat up black people.
Y'all get those Streamlabs up and we'll be able to afford to pay someone to
There are a bunch of white Nigerians out there that are like duct tape tying people up with nooses and pouring bleach on people, you know, at 2 a.m. outside of Subway. See, if he had just went to a McDonald's, he probably wouldn't even had that problem. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's his own fault. Who the fuck gets Subway at 2 a.m? Subway is not a 2. Could you imagine how miserable the life is of the Subway employee that has to work the shift and that goes till 2 a.m?
I've been to a couple 24-hour Subways in my day. I was at one like a month ago, and the girl that was working, she looked like the saddest human being ever.
Yeah,
she mentally, physically, everything about her was just the embodiment of sad.
Yeah, because no child, when they ask him like, "Hey, what do you want to be up?" Oh, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a wrestling paleontologist. No kid ever says, "Hey, I want to be the overnight, you know, cashier at a fucking Subway."
Yeah.
Like, that's not a thing that somebody chooses. That's a job you end up with, not a job that you aspire for.
I'm a sandwich artist. Respect me.
You know what the most offensive thing about the Subway sandwich artist is that there are real sandwich artists out here that went to school and studied for years. They put in their 10,000 hours of sandwich art, and then you got these fucking people that get a job at Subway that have gone through no training. Okay, they don't know anything. It sucks. I feel their pain. I understand.
They never went to culinary school.
Donald Sandy's a chef.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all only got four types of cheese. What type of artist are you, bitch? You ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? A real sandwich artist is going to have all types of cheese. What if I want Gouda? You can't get that shit at Subway.
I went to Cambridge. I shouldn't be working at the Subway.
I studied sandwich making with the masters.
Right. Could you imagine if an actual sandwich artist went to Subway and they were just like, man, you were way overqualified for this job.
I made a sandwich for Ben Kingsley. I shouldn't be working at Subway.
All right.
Sandwich artist is the name of my new wave synth band. Right.
Oh, we got to get the new intro for this.
Okay.
Say goodbye to the crazy people intro, guys. Cause we got a new one coming.
Damn.
And if the new one sucks, then we'll go back to the old one. I haven't seen it yet, though. I'm excited.
So here's Jared MGTOW shows off his new trendy hairstyle.
Troll.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jared MGTOW here. I want to welcome you to my new channel. I got a new channel popping here. I had a lot of drama happen to me on my last channel, and I just don't want to have to deal with these trolls. So I decided just to make a new channel. And plus, I love the MGTOW community. They've been the nicest and most respectful to me on my journey on YouTube. And oh,
he's
Lord,
trolling.
I've had quite the journey. You know, it's hard. It's hard being a white cis male out there. It really is, guys. Especially if you're red-pilled. If you're red-pilled, poor guy. I feel for you, buddy. You have my respect if you're red-pilled out there. And even more respect if you're a MGTOW. So, yeah.
Yeah.
MGTOWs unite. Red-pillers unite. We're in this fight together, man. So, anyways.
This can't be
on
real.
On this channel,
it
I
is
do everything.
Real. It is real.
He doesn't do this haircut on purpose. Like
seen him cut his hair like this multiple times.
That, really?
No, really?
Wow. Like,
he just didn't finish, right?
No, that's it. That's what it's supposed to be. Shout out to that cool minion shirt he's got on, right? Pretty badass. That Christmas minion shirt.
Wow.
Oh my god.
I do ransom reviews. I do joke videos. You know, just having fun BSing around. I don't take the internet seriously. You know what I mean? People who take the internet seriously bore me. And I find them very hard to deal with because they act like you owe them something.
I can't hear you over
I'm
the
sorry,
sound of
dude,
that
but
haircut.
I don't. You're getting free content. If you don't like my channel, go watch PewDiePie. All right? I mean, I don't
all
know
right.
what else to tell you, bro.
I
I'm
will
sorry.
I tell
but,
you.
Because PewDiePie is the opposite of his channel. PewDiePie is the antithesis of Jared.
PewDiePie might be the only other YouTube Jared knows of.
Probably.
He's so stuck up his own ass thinking he's the god of fucking, I don't know, Ninja Turtles.
Nice. So
yeah, he does like Ninja Turtles a lot.
And Minions,
Ninja
I guess.
Turtles is, Ninja Turtles is badass. I can't speak to Minions.
Yeah.
He's got some, is that some He-Man in the background? Is that what I'm seeing next to that child's jack-o'-lantern?
No,
I think Leonardo action figure,
and Bebop and Rocksteady, and I think I see Donatello there.
Yeah,
too.
Donatello.
So that's not Skeletor next to him without the hood.
No, that's Donatello from the new movies.
All right.
Yeah, I'm obviously going to be covering MGTOW stuff too. You know, I love angry MGTOW. I love. all those different MGTOW channels. I'm trying to think, that was that Australian guy's name.
Talking about MGTOW.
MGTOW
like
101.
Like
the guy's really cool.
Like, I like spicy pho.
But,
I like,
anyways, guys.
I like it with a little, you know, a little milder on the milder end. Sometimes I put a little parsley in it.
That's I feel like he's trolling. I feel like he's fucking trolling.
You think so? Yeah, he's got to be. He's got to be. This is all strategic.
He always.
I don't believe the haircut. I don't believe it.
I know. He always talks about things and is the most like ill-informed about them when he talks about them.
Yep.
Like, he never ever looks into anything at all, but he talks like he knows exactly what's going on. But then he's like a surface level, just guessing what it actually means. I'm not even sure he knows what MGTOW stands for.
Men going their own way.
I don't know if he knows that.
Yeah.
So that's really all I got for you. I recently got a new computer. I will be talking about that very soon. Probably getting a making a video.
That's why I don't believe it. Because he just said that was a trigger. He tried to trick you. This dude is a fucking genius. He's like, I recently got a new, you're expecting haircut, computer.
Yeah.
See? I hear you doing. I see what you're. I see you, Jared.
Yeah, he's Jared. I don't know, man. He's another one.
Jared from Schlubway.
Look at his bed. Actually, you can see here that his bed is a mattress, it looks like.
See,
here.
I told you it was a fucking mattress.
I don't know.
You guys are, you know, it's
just a
table.
Fuck. Well, I'm
wrong.
I
said, why would he have a fucking table in there with some dirt grum on it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I knew that was a fucking mattress. Y'all trying to...
really, really, really want to hear his music. I just want to see what it sounds like.
I've seen him play the bass a few times, but that's about it.
A slap of the bass.
Yeah, I've never seen him play the drums. See, this is an older video. His drums aren't set up here. In his newer videos, they were set up.
Soon. But anyways, guys, hope you're having an awesome Christmas. It's great to be back. It's great to be making videos again. I was without a computer for 2 weeks, and it was a little bit challenging.
Tell us the story. I want you to go into detail.
Anyways, guys, thanks again for watching. Stay tuned for more videos. Have a good one.
So is this a new video, or...?
No, this is got to be this from a couple months ago, because he said he references Christmas and he's wearing the Christmas minion shirt. Like that is this is an older video. Got to be.
I don't know, because how did his hair grow back so quick? I don't fucking know, man. Everything.
I mean, he's been making videos for a long time, for like two. I mean, like longer, because there's like way older videos of him too. So he's been making them for a long time.
How many subscribers does he have?
He has like just over 1,000.
I think it's like 1,500.
He's had multiple channels that he's deleted and shit, and he started getting more attention because a decently popular show started covering his videos and making fun of him. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I call troll.
Yeah.
He's a weird guy, man. There's some weird shit that he's gotten into. It's pretty weird.
Al Dantler and Alfredo Jones say he has 1727 right now. So Monty, we got to step our game up, like, because Jared
we can't have him ahead of us.
Right? Yeah, I feel like we're
you guys should have like cluttered toys behind you. That might help.
I got toys.
Oh,
and I got a Christian DVD or VHS tape.
I was just talking.
VHS signed.
That's actually pretty chill. I was just talking shit. Cause
let's watch this. Let's get rid of Jared for now.
And Spirit Flame, I saw your Streamlabs. I didn't miss it because I'm a sweet boy.
Well, I mean, we'll read them after this.
Well, it was from the when we didn't read last time. Spirit Flame was like, "You missed my Streamlabs."
Oh, what was it?
The one I saw ended with Billy is a sweet boy, and it said something about you in the beginning. I can't remember.
Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Let's see if I can find it. Sorry, I didn't see it. I'll have to.
Funny.
Oh, I just saw Spirit said she was a sad girl because it didn't get read, and I'm like,
yeah, I want to read it. I just have to find
it.
I don't know why it's not showing.
If you put Billy as a sweet boy in your Streamlabs, it gets
read. Here it is. Ben, your facial hair looks like you are Amish. If you don't want to shave it, you should just dress Amish and full commit to it.
I see. That's why you didn't read it.
No, I didn't even notice it.
What was the last line?
Billy is a sweat boat buoy?
No. It's sweet boy. It's sweet boy. Sweat boy.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I can't grow a mustache, so my beard will always look Amish.
Yeah, why would Ben dress Amish when he already looks the part?
Yeah.
He looks like he's the new Amish member of Pantera.
I can see that.
That's, you know what? There are some other ones that... I don't know why Streamlabs does this sometimes, but...
He's 8-Ball Ezekiel. From Amish Pantera.
I don't know why.
Sweat booty.
Amish Pantera.
That's great. That's good stuff. Like the speed in which you guys troll each other back and forth is amazing to me. Yeah, it was like, man, you guys got a very snappy fucking.
It happens all the time.
See, like, read this last line. It's he's a sweat booty.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, there's some things I missed. Chris Xavier, $5. Wish me luck on my hippie flipping adventure later tonight. Good luck. Unknown 44. If you like something to wrestle with, you should listen to Tony Schiavone's What Happened When. I've listened to a few of those. They're pretty good. Mikey Metalhead, happy to finally catch the live show again. My gorgeous whores. And Billy needs to smoke some sweet boo swipe. They spelled sweet like a suite at a hotel. S-U-I-T-E.
Sweet boy kush.
Buoy.
Yeah.
Sweet buoy kush.
Buoy.
Sweet buoy kush.
John Newton.0.
A lot of buoy going on.
Love seeing Monty and Hannibal on the show. Keep up the great work, everyone. Thank you.
Hey, turn up. Turn it. Like, subscribe to the shit show. It's a great fucking show. It's the best show you're not watching yet. Like that and like fucking... what's that new show on Netflix? See, my timing was off. I'm not as quick as you guys. I had something for this.
Yeah, you lost it.
You do just fine. Usually when you slip up, your internet cuts out right at that moment in time, so we don't even notice anyways.
There you go. So you don't even notice.
If you ever got good internet, you'd be down like just one little step. You'd be back a step. But you're
so
stop using that McDonald's internet.
Listen. When I first moved into this apartment complex, fucking they had like their own internet, like IMNS IEP or whatever. And it's like you literally have to pay like an absurd amount for like dial-up worthy internet. Like I'm talking about like $80-$90 a month for you to get like the slowest internet connection. And then Google Fiber started laying lines everywhere, and it was a countdown to when I get Google Fiber.
Yep.
All right.
Lay the plug. Lay it down, Google. I want that fiber line. I heard that Topeka, Kansas is lit up by fucking Google Fiber because Topeka was like Google's city they chose to rename Google Topeka for a day.
I have to read Dragon in the West. Glad to see you, dude, survive Tyler Perry's latest divorce payment. I can't wait to see Billy on the shit show. Also got Brave on my computer. Downside Pornhub doesn't link?
From Brave?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Can he not watch Pornhub on Brave?
I don't know.
They might need to fix it.
I disagree.
So, I've never heard of that before. Let me just get through these and then we'll get the fuck. Fidel Castro, $5. Men do not shape destiny. Destiny produces the man for the hour, and I wonder how many hours Ben has spent streaming in total. How many more hours it will take for Ben to overtake Chris Chan? I don't think that's possible. I don't know, though, maybe. Areno says so, 350. In honor of Billy reaching 350 pounds, here's $3.50. Or 350 cents.
Sweet
thing.
Boy.
We got $5 from Pandagami. Pandagami?
Pandagami.
Here you go, you magnificent bastards. Keep it up. Thank you.
Yes.
And then... okay, so Arger says, I know Monty would be a sloth, but what animal would Hannibal be as a furry?
Yes. I did call sloth.
So, well, I don't know what animal I would be as a furry, but in Piedmont Avenue in Atlanta, which is a very gay part of town, they tell me that I am a bear and a power top. So do with that what you will.
See, if I had to pick an animal for you to be, I would say a hyena with a muzzle would be your furry.
Your fursona. Okay.
Your fursona would be a hyena with a muzzle.
I can see that. Oh, and to answer robotic arm press, I will be performing, I think it's at the Bat Bar on a Friday night at South by Southwest. You know, if you happen to be in the Austin area, come by and see me. I'll be the big black guy wearing this mask. Or any mask, really. I mean, it doesn't matter. If you see a black dude with a mask, just yell out Hannibal. It's me.
So, unless three people are trying to steal your gimmick at South by Southwest.
Those sons of bitches, I will fuck them up, man. I will like fucking wrestling moves in real life. You will see so many real life RKOs. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ben. I'm fucking.
All right. No, I was going to play this video. I think it's one of those kind of like city hall type videos. Where city council is like letting the people, the public, come and address them.
Oh, here comes Mayo fucking.
Hello.
Devil.
My name is Lisa Ann White Whitmer Wagman.
White Whitmer Wagman?
I just moved here because I'm getting a divorce and it's not final till September 18th. My husband will not give me any money, not one penny.
Mm.
The lawyer won't help me. My husband won't help me.
Get a job.
My dad, Marlon Lee Whitmer, he's a minister.
Damn.
Won't help me.
Oh, the minister won't help you?
My
own
stepmother
dad?
Won't help me. My mother passed away 7 years ago.
You think she'd have helped you?
And my dad and Annie Hockhausen, they wrote at Vera French that they both are my parents. Annie is my stepmom.
Okay, Annie?
Wait. Okay.
I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing.
Okay.
But there's a reason.
I'm fucked up. I had a lot of weed.
What the fuck?
My lawyer is Justin Title.
Justin Title?
I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
Her lawyer is Justin Title.
My great grandpa's name.
Yeah,
was, Euclid.
Moving down to Texas soon to help the children in Texas. I'm a very loving parent. Very, very loving parent. I have a 20-year-old daughter. She's going to college at St. Ambrose this fall. She's in Muscatine College right now. Her name's Brianna Elizabeth.
Snitching. Quit fucking name dropping.
And she...
This is how she's cheating the system and recording her Match.com video. Yeah. She can't afford a webcam, so she came here.
She's a half step away from giving out her daughter's social. Keep playing it.
For real.
Claim that bitch on my income tax. Go ahead. You know, black people, we claim other people's kids on our taxes.
You got the pin ready already. I see you.
That's
I see
right.
You ready to write.
It's not helping me because she's 20. She's scared. She doesn't want her parents to separate or divorce.
Oh.
Come on, you can do this. Get it out,
ma'am. We're discussing the rezoning for the.
Yeah,
we've all taken a collection of $5 bills. We're gonna give you $433 to get the fuck out of here.
I feel bad for her. I think she just doesn't. She's like lost it, basically.
Yeah,
and now, they're just kind of like,
I don't feel bad for her though. She's built like a fucking turnip with half the brain power.
Do you have any comments on that?
For what?
You fucking trash
We're
human.
Discussing
Throw
the
away.
Rezoning
Discard her.
On 53rd
Discard her.
For...
Well, I live on 63rd.
Snitching.
Again, we're here to hear comments about the rezoning.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
Thank you. Thank you.
You tell him.
I take it back. This woman is fucking genius.
I don't like Facebook.
And I don't...
See, look at the guy in the background holding his
little face palm.
Yeah.
I came here to give you what for.
Like the internet, because I can't find a job.
Yeah.
The library blocked my password.
Fucking library.
Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
Nothing you said does.
Yeah.
Not a lick of what you said has made sense.
The library blocked my password. Yeah,
the library blocking your password makes more sense to me than anything else you've said. Because I'd block you too if you came in to use my fucking internet.
I imagine her going in with those free AOL discs they used to send you in the mail. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's what I imagine. She's like, where do I put the? There's no CD. I don't have a CD player anymore. I wouldn't even know how to help. I feel bad for this lady.
The library?
I feel bad at how much I'm enjoying this right now.
The library banned my Net Zero account.
Yes, Billy. Good job. I appreciate that.
No, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you. Next.
No, sir. Have a good day. She's happy as fuck leaving right now.
I'm Hal Reed.
Does it end here?
Harold. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I was like, he was going to say, I'm Harold Reed, and I would like to help that woman. And he's just like, yeah.
I'm going
to
help her.
I'm giving her a grant of $100,000 to do with it as she sees fit. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
On behalf of Reed Construction.
Yeah.
He's like, take her off.
Hal Reed is about to go up there and tell him that he doesn't want him to destroy the rec center and that they need to have a dance contest to decide
whether or
not to keep it open.
Yes. So.
And that Drunken Peasant fans was the segment that the Drunken Peasant should call jokes that black people can get away with and nobody goes, oh my god, that's racist.
What, that's not a racist joke. That's a breaking joke, right?
It is a breaking joke. It is a breaking joke.
That's right.
But like, you know how much shit people would give you? And I'd say no, that joke was funny, but because it was.
I'll 100% in any situation, I'll make a Save the Rec Center joke. 100%. I don't feel racist. Is that my white privilege coming through?
No. You could get away with making the Harold joke, the same joke Hannibal just made. Like,
I think you could definitely do it.
Okay.
See, there you go.
My insurmountable white guilt has me wavering right now. What?
Yeah.
I can't do Rec Center. Billy, I can't do Rec Center jokes.
Look, Billy, you say what the fuck you want.
Always do.
That's the plot line to two breaking movies, every Step Up to the Streets movie, and at least one Madea plot line. So, there you go.
Oh, yeah, there was a Rec Center in a Madea movie.
That's right. Madea's Tough Love.
Oh
yeah, that was the animated Madea movie.
Shut up! Are you serious?
There's an animated one.
Holy fuck, my life!
I tell you guys, look, every month on Hannibal and Monty Shit Show, Monty and I will torture ourselves for the entertainment of our fan base. In December, we watched all of Michael Bay's Transformers movies in a weekend. In January, we listened to all 9 Nickelback albums. And for February, in conjunction with Black History Month, Monty and I watched all 23 Tyler Perry fucking movies. And there is an animated Madea movie. And they're all terrible. Every single one of them, okay? They're all fucking awful. There's not a good movie in that bunch, all right?
Who was the animation company that animated that?
It does. It's terrible.
I don't know.
Like, you know what it was bad animation. It looked like, do you remember the MC Hammer cartoon?
Yes.
Hammerman.
Yes.
Hammerman. It looked like Hammerman is what it looked like.
Huh.
Yeah. And then what's crazy is like, Tyler Perry does this thing when he plays Madea. They don't really have a script so much as he'll just go in the room and just ad-lib a bunch of lines and stuff. And so imagine them doing that with a cartoon and then having animators having to try to animate the shit that he's just making up on the spot. Yeah, it's trash. Everything about it is trash. All of it is trash. All the movies got either D's or F's. It was like a really good titty bar. Like, just these. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's not.
Was Hammerman done by the same people who did Bebe's Kids?
I don't think so. Was it?
I don't think so. I think it's the same people that did the Kid and Play cartoon now.
Yeah. I remember enjoying the fuck out of Bebe's Kids. That was my shit. I ain't your daddy, and I ain't having it.
Yeah.
I ain't having it.
Yeah.
We don't die. We multiply. We Bebe's Kids.
Yes. I want to watch that again. We might have
that. Little boy, you ever seen a movie called Dolomite?
Yeah.
Robin Harris.
Yeah.
Robin Harrison's funny as shit, and then he died. Like he made that movie right on his ascent, and it was just like, and then he died. It was crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, the Kid and Play cartoon was trash. The Hammer Man was trash, and Madea's Tough Love is trash. It's just like, just the plot line of it. It was like the movie starts with like live action Madea in a kitchen, and then she gets sucked into the TV and is a cartoon. That's how the shit starts. It's so bad. It's terrible.
It's a stupid ass gag. What's this new button on my remote? And she's holding it. She's like, I'm gonna push it.
It's like a remote that, and then it has a big button on it that says, "Don't push this button." And Madea's like, "I'm gonna push this button because freedom." I don't know. It's fucking terrible.
Freedom, freedom.
But it is so bad. It is so look. We started talking about Tyler Perry, and Ben just left.
I know.
he just abandoned the stream. He's like, this shit got too terrible for me.
Isn't the "do not push this button, I'm gonna push this button" like a joke that gets hashed all the time? That's like a very regular trope, right?
Yeah. Like, and Tyler Perry is infamous for that. Like, he will take like the most standard cliches that you could have, and then just does that shit. Those moves. And so every month we have a Streamlabs goal, just like you guys do. And if we meet that goal, then we have to do some extra shit. So we met our Streamlabs goal last month, which was like $300. And with that meant that Monty and I had to go see Madea's family funeral. Oh. And we went and saw that shit and did that. We did that episode yesterday. And the movie's fucking awful. The movie's so bad, at a certain point in the theater, like, me and my girlfriend are sitting there, and it is just terrible. And all the women in the theater are laughing their ass, and I just pulled my phone out and just recorded them laughing at bullshit. Yeah. And I was like, they think this shit is fucking hilarious.
It's amazing. When I went to see Abu 2 of Madea's Halloween, right? I went in and I was looking around, and it was like a bunch of little kids with their family just sucking down butter popcorn, pissing and shitting and farting and laughing their asses off at all these like sexual dick jokes and stuff. Madea gets away with some real fucking raunchy ass humor, and then sandwiches it in between a message of God and family and love. And you're like, holy shit, this is just Jay and Silent Bob, but for fucking the Baptist Bible Belt motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I like how you circumnavigated that just now. That was very cool, Ben, and I appreciate that. You are an ally to the cause. I just want you to know that.
Always have.
Yeah, man. It's fucking bullshit, man. And like, and the Madea, and the funny thing is that when you talk to Tyler Perry defenders and fans and enthusiasts, they will tell you, "Oh, I don't watch the Madea movies because those are trash. I like the ones that don't have Madea in them." But they're all fucking lying, because if you look at the box office numbers, those are the movies that sell the most. Those are the movies that people go out in droves to see.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, that movie opened like number two behind How to Train Your Dragon 3. Like, How to Train Your Dragon made like $30 million that week, and like Madea's family funeral made like $27 million. You know, and it's like, it doesn't matter what the critics say. His fans don't give a shit about Metacritic, IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes. That shit's 19% rotten. They don't give a fuck. They gonna watch that movie, and then like, as me and my girlfriend walking out the theater, fucking, there's a bunch of women. It's like, "Oh my God, that movie was so good. Hey, big girl, that movie's right, girl." And then as we're walking out the theater, the fucking usher says, "Hey, hope you guys enjoyed the movie," and I yell out to everybody, "It was fucking awful!" And
I like how it went up against How to Train a Dragon 3, right? Because this was
How to Train came out the week before, so it was like the second week in a row that How to Train Your Dragon was the number one movie on Earth. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, right behind it, on his heels, like, to make $27 million in a weekend, especially for a movie that cost you $20 to make, you know what I'm saying? And $20 for him is a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, those movies are, there's a scene in the movie that's so fucking bad. Like, I gotta get this off my chest.
Spoilers.
There's a scene in that movie where one of the characters is having sex with his brother's
fiance in a hotel. And in the very next room, he hears fucking noises in a hotel. And he's listening. He's like, wait a minute. I know those fucking noises. That's my daddy. And he knows that that's his dad is cheating on his mom.
That's his dad's fuck sounds.
In the next room, and he hears the sounds, so he stops fucking the chick. He stopped fucking his brother's fiance so he can go confront his dad, you know, with the girl that he's fucking. You know what I'm saying? And he knocks on the door, and then his dad is literally having a heart attack in the same instance that Madea and all of their relatives are all walking into the same hotel. Hmm. Like, this is insane.
To those rooms.
Hey, this is insane.
You want to see Egghead's thing?
Fuck yes. Anything that gets me off of Tyler Perry. Fuck. Fuck.
Hi, Billy.
JF, he hurt me. He's a bad man. JF, he hurt me. The mac and cheese. He poured mac and cheese on my titties, JF.
Monty, will you tell Dusty the cockatiel that he's a beautiful bird?
Dusty, you are a beautiful bird.
Beautiful.
You, Dusty, beautiful.
That was good, Egghead. That was good.
Bird. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Wow, I like that. I like that.
Oh, my God.
You do a great Mama JF, Billy.
Did you ever see the one where she's like, show your dick.
Show your dick.
JF, show your dick.
Show your dick! Show your dick!
Wow.
And who was this guy on that was doing the JF impression?
That was like, Jeff Holliday.
Jeff Holliday.
Yeah. All right. He was awesome. He was doing great with that. That was
He does do
amazing.
It very well.
Yes, all right.
Nobody wants to see Jeff or JF's dick. Nobody.
No. Nobody. Well, she does, because she was asking him to show it, so...
Show your dick!
Show your dick!
Yeah, yeah. And the potato thing, what the fuck was that all about? I just saw that in the chat.
JF's a small guy, so even a small dick on him is going to look huge.
Potato, that's like... I think that's like a slang term that people are using for, like, retard.
Yeah.
And, all right. And they're saying she's one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because she is slow. Because
I was listening to... There was some non-sex show, and Kyle was talking about how he had to block people for using the word potato. I'm like, what the... And then I was watching you guys, and she said somebody was a potato. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
People
what did I miss?
She was reading JF's chat, and people were calling her a potato, so that's why she was saying that.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. I was trying to figure out what a potato was.
Show your dick.
Show your dick.
So I think we'll probably move to Twitch, probably take a short break.
All right.
You guys going to be able to come over with us, or you got to head out?
Yeah, I gotta go onto the Geek Room next, and okay. I don't know about Hannibal. Hannibal's either going to come with me or go earn some money.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to earn some money right now. I'm going to get some of that good downtown Atlanta moolah right now.
Yes. Yes, these schedules, like, bills have to get paid still.
Fuck yeah.
But if you guys, like, for everybody that's watching the show, go subscribe to Hannibal and Monty Show. And next week, we are having the very special guest of Billy the Fridge as we rank a whole bunch of female comic book movies. Going to talk about Captain Marvel, two different Wonder Woman movies, which I am not looking forward to. Red Sonja, Queen of, Queen of the Plague Damned or something like that.
Yeah,
I kill Giants, Josie and the Pussycats, and Atomic Blonde. That has one of the best single track fight scene edits I've ever seen. It's fucking amazing. Like, there's a shout out to Charlize Theron. We don't talk enough about how hot she is, and we need to.
That's true.
She's also one of those girls that can be really ugly in movies. She's great at just like being ugly and hot from like one year to the other.
Fucking monster.
Transformative monster.
And she speaks Afrikaans.
Afrikaans.
Yeah.
Afrikaans.
Yeah.
All right. She was pretty...
It's the Dutch South African language.
She was pretty gross in the movie Tully, too. She wasn't monster gross, but she was gross.
We are, We just answered the chat. Floyd the fuck bag. We are not doing Catwoman this episode. We are not doing Blood Rain this episode. But we have those movies, and at a later date this year, we will be doing. We're working on a gigantic, comprehensive comic book list that's going to have every movie, every comic book film ever made listed on it. And we are not doing mangas. That'll be a whole different list. So yes. Alita Battle Angel won't be on there. So.
Alita Battle Angel was a swell film.
Yeah, yeah. I do want to see it. And I gotta say, Floyd the Fuckbag, headphones off to that name. That's just great.
You like Floyd the Fuckbag?
Yeah, that's a great name. It makes me laugh.
I like Wilhelm Scream.
All right.
Wilhelm Scream? That's good.
Yeah, we're not doing a lecture this time. We're not doing we're not doing a Tank Girl. We're not doing Barbed Wire. I said the movies that we're going to do.
Because
it was 39 comic book movies. So we're not going to do all 39 because then we'll be doing that. That had to be a 24-hour show.
Yeah.
No, we're not down for that right now.
So we're going to do seven.
It's a chosen collection.
Yeah. A chosen selection. And I actually wanted to. There's an animated Black Widow Punisher movie that I really wanted to pick. But since nobody picked Wonder Woman, I decided to pick Wonder Woman.
Somebody picked Wonder Woman 1974?
Yeah, that Linda Carter.
The shitheads did.
So the way we did it was, like, you know, everybody's got to watch Captain Marvel. We let each guest pick a movie. And then to pick out the last two, I took all 39 movies, put them in a bag, a Crown Royal bag, because, you know, I hate to perpetuate the stereotype about black people, but we just be having just random bags of Crown Royal that we just use for shit. So,
I used to use a bag of Crown Royal to carry around my D&D dice back in the day.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
That is the coolest, nerdiest thing
combo
I think I've ever seen. Like, it's like the counterbalance there is perfect. I got to give you credit, Ben. That's awesome. What we decided, we put all 39 movies in a Crown bag, and I reached in the bag. I live streamed it last night after we did our show, and then I grabbed five titles. We let the fans vote, and the two that they picked was Wonder Woman 1974 and fucking Red Sonja, Queen Plague of the Damned or something. I don't know. Yeah. The other options was like the Scribbler and Sheena, and I forget what the other movie was.
Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, Gen 13. Oh,
Gen 13. Right.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. So definitely come, you know, if you're into like comic book movies, or if you're a fan of the sweet boy that is Billy the Fridge, definitely make sure next Wednesday you tune into Hannibal and Monty Shit Show live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and all kinds of other shit. I might stay on Twitch for 2 minutes.
Cool.
There you go. I gotta go.
Yeah, because we're gonna take a break anyway.
I just thought about my bank account, and I was like, no, you better go make some money, nigga.
All right, guys, thanks for being on the show. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having us on. Look forward to next time. Y'all are all awesome.
Thank you.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.